Blog Talk Radio.
You came from heaven to earth, earth to the grave, grave to the sky. He waved a goodbye from the Mount of Olives. They gazed in the sky, endowed with power, so in the face of the trial, they would not cower, not faint, not bower, or about face. Be his mouthpiece even when under attack, and do outreach, cause Jesus is coming for better.
Yeah, you see that lightning flash, you heard that thunder roll, can't wait to quake the bag, this song's a coming though. Who bought the wake of fans, who had it low and low, this makes the crash relax, and when that trumpet blows, when that trumpet blows, yeah, when that trumpet blows.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Jason Chambers. How's everybody doing tonight? I missed you guys since this morning. I've had a wonderful day so far today. I've got to just on the radio show this morning that everybody shared. We shared into the podcast for quite a while and then spent most of the day on the phone with several people from here. And it was just awesome. It's like a whole day packed full of hearing from the Lord and hearing people's stories. And it was wonderful. So I'm going to do communion tonight. So make sure everybody gets ready for that. John's apparently at the chat room here, playing in the chat. All right. I don't want to talk about any news tonight. Don't like the news. News is really stupid to me. The only news that's happening is Jesus Christ is coming back. Nothing else has to happen. Not one thing. We're just waiting on the Lord to come down here and snatch us. So let's have a good time. Let's all share our stories. Encourage people to call in to make sure everybody gets a chance to share. Starting calls with right away here. Hello, 561.
Would that be me, Judy?
That's you, Judy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Had a good day.
Oh, that's good. Now, is this show related to the other Judy who makes the those videos about the rapture, or is she like the main kind of person of why you started this show, or no?
Yeah, Judy from John and Judy's channel, The Rapture Kitty.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's always in here with us.
Oh, but she's not the reason why you started this show, is it? Or was it going on like long before her?
It was just basically all of us getting together here. We all share our stories. I think Judy was definitely behind it, you know, as far as, you know, help getting it coordinated and stuff. But yeah, it's kind of a collaborative deal between her and Katie and Luco and several people from YouTube.
Okay, well, actually, I've had something going on since I was a small child. I felt I always had a big talent, like maybe had a deep mind and asked God, you know, they said in church, you know, whatever you ask God he'll give you. Instead of asking for fame or fortune, I decided to ask for wisdom because I thought if I had wisdom, then I could get, you know, anything else. And it has been the theme of my life. And after I graduated college in 83, I had many experiences. And I believe now it's been accelerating over the years. I've been studying, like, and reading, you know, doing a lot of deep thinking and reading spiritual things for, like, 30 years now. And in 2004, I was getting a lot of experiences that I'm supposed to do something related to this being a seer. I'll just call it, like, a Holy Spirit seer. So it's not like I'm a psychic, you know, because I don't go to other sources. I only go to Jesus and God for my information. So that happened, and then I thought I was supposed to do work, you know, relating to helping to, I guess it would amount to this rapture and the shift happening where, like the 12 tribes, I don't know if you heard of that prophecy, the 12 tribes are supposed to come back together as part of, you know, the
144,000.
Yes. And then about 4 years ago, another phase started. I started writing to these people. Like, I started following the whole ET thing, you know, these people that talk about ETs. And I thought that ETs were real, but I couldn't I couldn't figure out how that fit in with God and Jesus. So these past 4 years have been the hardest test of all for me. And I said, I think it has strengthened me to become now this Holy Spirit seer in a stronger way. There were some people I was writing to, I thought they were with Jesus, but then I found out they're not. They're following these ETs, you know, and not very good ones, of course, because I believe maybe there's good ones and bad ones, like there's reptilians. I don't know if you know anything about ETs, but...
Well, the only thing the Lord has shown me about the alien agenda is that it's the demonic realm.
Yeah, so that's what I feel I got out of this, is that even if they do exist, and God would be the one who created them, if they do exist, God is still above every ET in existence. So the thing that these people are doing is they're trying to make out that these ETs are God, and they're like pushing God and Jesus out of the picture. So I thought I could do work with them, but it just was always sabotage, which I think God was sabotaging it because he knew they weren't with the Holy Spirit. So, but now I'm thinking, I feel I'm supposed to do something. What am I supposed to do as this seer? And then I, you know, was watching Judy's videos, and then I heard about the radio show, and I thought, well, maybe I could, like, you know, I've been writing every single day for 4 years to these people who have been reading my emails, just a certain group, and I've been telling them all about Jesus and, you know, how he is the highest being in the universe above any ET or anybody. But then, you know, that just seems at a stagnant point now. So I thought I'd like, you know, I did have this thought that maybe I should, you know, maybe say some stuff over the radio, and then maybe I could help people with all this. I have gained wisdom, actually, like I said, the past 30 years. And if
our show primarily focuses on positive stories of sharing, you know, spiritual experiences with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I don't really ever like, and that's why I said in the beginning of the show, I don't talk about the news. I don't talk about anything negative. Pretty much everybody here has pretty much been shown about that you know, UFOs and aliens are of the devil.
Okay.
But so, you know, if you have, go ahead.
Well, I think that's what I would want to do as this seer. I would want to bring out, because a lot of people are being fooled by these people with these ETs, and I would like to clarify that ETs are not above God. God is still above. God and Jesus are still above the ETs, and don't be deceived by these people trying to make them.
Yeah, we don't have anybody here that believes in that thinks that any ETs are more powerful than Christ. In fact, Christ will use them as his footstool.
Right,
I mean, I appreciate
right,
your
right.
passion. I appreciate, you know, definitely trying to get the message out. You just happen to run into a whole bunch of good, solid believers in Christ.
Okay, so I guess, I don't know, like I said, I feel like I'm supposed to do some work as this Holy Spirit seer, but maybe I don't know in what vein, you know, so maybe, like I said, your group has no need. So, yeah, maybe I do have to try to reach the people who are listening to these other false people and then... But yeah,
just
so,
as a side
okay.
note, man. You know,
yeah.
Tell the Lord. He'll tell you who needs to be told. And you know, I don't want you. You know, if the Lord puts it on your heart to do it, as opposed to your own, you know, worry whether it's out of a brotherly love or a motherly love or whatever it is. You know, Christ loves you. He's appreciate everything that you're doing, and you know, be blessed.
Okay. All right, well, thanks for your, you know, input. And okay.
All right, take care. Okay, got to move on here. I got, I think this is my best friend in the whole wide world. Is this Pat?
Yes, sweetheart. I want to address that lady because I know exactly what she's going through because I told you I was at the prayer group when I was in the 40s, and this man came over and put his hands on my shoulders and said, the Holy Spirit has a very strange request of you. You're going to feel this is weird, but he wants you to go to all the New Agers, the UFO people, find out where these groups are. You can go to MUFON and find out where all these groups are. And if you have the money, you can go visit those groups, because that's what I did for 3 years, and I preached Christ to them. And they were very receptive. They didn't give me really – I never ever had a hard time with any of them. They listened to me, and I was very emphatic about, you know, this is not right. This is demonic. Just don't do this. But Jesus is first, and that's what you do. Now, that doesn't mean they're always going to listen or whatever, but you've planted seeds, and you did what God told you to do. I did what he told me to do. And, honey, I saw things, and I heard stories to choke a horse, let me tell you. But, you know, you've got to look at the source of what it's coming from. Any gray, horrible creature that takes you and does all kind of horrible things, doesn't ask your opinion, nothing, that's demonic. That's not even thoughtful. That's nothing. And then takes you and has babies and makes you have babies, you never see them, and then they take you on the ships again, and you see the half-breeds. This is not of God. This is insanity. Insanity comes from the enemy. Okay? But pray to the Holy Spirit and ask him, you know, because he did it to me. Where can I go to preach Christ to these people and find out where all these people meet? Because they meet once a month usually, and you can go right in there and do your thing, because everybody gets a chance to speak, and you can speak the Lord to them. Now, you've planted seeds. They might throw you up, but that's okay. You preach to them Christ. And you do it lovingly. You do it lovingly. Okay? And that's what I did for over 3 years. Okay? And that's why I'll share that with that lady. That just ask the Holy Spirit
No, you know, I appreciate that. You know, it is something. It's something that was shown a long time ago. So it's, and I know that there's people out there. So God bless the lady for doing everything she can to get the word out.
She's,
you know,
wonderful
the show
to do this.
She is. Yeah. But, you know, the show that we're doing is about sharing great positive stories, about sharing our life with Christ. And it's not that. It's just, we get derailed very easily, and we can go down a different path, and then someone else wants to call in with this stuff, and then a whole bunch of people listening are missing out on hearing about the love of Christ. And so we got to keep it going down this path.
Oh, I know. Okay, I know. But she's doing a good thing by preaching Christ to the ones who kind of really need it, you know, all these ones who believe in this
stuff.
Oh, amen. So I just wanted to encourage her. Please continue. You have a very special mission, just like I was told to go and do this, you know. But keep in mind that this is not of God, these things, you know. They're not. They're horrible. Anyway, listen, I was praying.
Amen.
And I got a message from the Lord about, it's not that long, and I was just looking at him, and then all of a sudden he started to speak, and you guys are going to love this. And what I'm reading is for every one of you on the other line, okay? And I was thanking him for all you guys, and what a great gift this radio station. And all of a sudden he said, Pat, you cannot imagine how this radio show touches souls with all your stories, and he means all of us, that impart strength to searching souls, making them stop and reflect about where they are in their walk with me, how I love this, what joy to my heart, all of you together, all of you as one, giving me great glory and honor, and bringing souls to me who might not otherwise come to me, who is their most loving shepherd, their most loving Savior. Trust, trust, trust your Jesus. So there you go. He's
Amen,
thrilled
sister.
With this station. He is thrilled. Judy and John, I don't even know what size your crown is. With babies, you got crowns. God bless you.
I don't think Judy's getting a crown. I think she's getting a really tiny crown. Judy's getting like the little, like the ones you used to get in a Happy Meal or something.
Leafy wreath. Nah. So he loves this radio show, guys. He loves this radio
Amen.
Show. Because we're all on fire because we're sincere children in the Lord. You know, we love him.
We love Jesus.
From our hearts.
Works out really
well.
Yes, we
love Jesus. And we want everybody else to get this fire. Okay. That's me.
That was a beautiful word. I know, but I'm keeping you on there the whole time. You ain't going nowhere.
Oh yeah.
But I do gotta pull. I gotta pull this crazy guy from Pennsylvania on the air. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, what's up? That was
how
hilarious.
How are you tonight, brother?
Not
you have
bad,
a cool story to
bad.
Share with us?
Had a good visit with my daughter. I appreciate everybody's prayers. Just keep them up because God's tugging at her, you know. Yeah. And I just hope You know, I hope the prayers get through to her. I really do, before it's too late.
Amen.
You know, that's all I
Amen.
Keep praying about. I want to thank everybody for all their prayers, not the prayers to E.T., the prayers to Jesus.
Right. Thank you. Yes.
Just keep them
Absolutely.
Up because they're tugging at her because she's talking to me more about the Lord now, and, you know, she's made some statements about, she says, Dad, I was just kind of following God because I wanted to be like you, and now I'm confused, and I was just trying to imitate you, but now I'm confused, and I don't know what I want to do, so that tells me, you know, to me, I take that as a good thing. You know, she was imitating me, but now she's confused, which means she's starting to get that pull of God on herself. You know,
right.
So now she's getting her own yearning for the Lord.
That's great.
You know, in my
Amen.
Eyes, if she's confused about it, that's what that tells me. So our prayers are working. Let's just keep it up.
Yes.
And thank you all. You're
yes.
the greatest. I mean, this is the best family I've had in forever.
Jesus
Amen,
agrees
brother.
With
we
you.
Love you. Stay along with us here, Chris. I got a lot of people calling in. It's Saturday evening, so we got to go through these quick, but I'll bring you back. Okay, brother?
Okay, go ahead.
All right, God bless you, brother. I got 503 here. Hello, 503.
Hi, I just want to tell you how much I love your show.
Thank you. Oh, my
gosh. Are you a big fan?
Oh, I'm an absolute big fan. I love this show.
Thank you.
Hello, Luco.
Oh.
Gotcha. No.
You got
now,
me.
Now you're teasing Pat. You're teasing Pat. That's not
oh,
fair.
Oh, that's sweet. You're a trip.
If someone teases Pat, I got to drive to their state and beat them up. See, now I got
to
drive.
No, I really thought you were someone calling in. Well, you do like it.
Yeah.
Luco, do you have a story you'd like to share with us?
I think I'm going to wait a little bit, get things going.
Just going to stay on it. Okay. Well, I'm going to keep going here. I got 413. Hello, 413.
Hello.
413. Hello,
yes,
413.
Chad.
Hi, sweetie.
It is good to
Who's
hear.
413?
Who's 413? My name is Lana.
Hi,
Lana. Hello, Lana. I missed it.
What a pretty name.
Thank you.
Oh, Liz, it's beautiful.
Thank you. Liz, I don't have a wonderful, uplifting story. I'm just listening to talk about the love of God, to talk about for what, for me, is the issue du jour. It's
yes.
The burning of yearning for him.
Yes.
Amen.
This is where I'm sitting, and while it's not, I know I messaged Judy, I said, it's not crack. This is opium.
Spiritual opium. Hi.
Spiritual drugs are there.
Oh,
hi,
so,
the Holy
anyway,
Spirit.
I'm sitting here smoking opium. You know, yearning like crazy.
Yes, it's the Holy Spirit, sweetie.
I know, and I love it, and so I'm just joining y'all to see.
Yeah. Jason, you should tell again your experience, how he touched you the other night, you know. I mean, like, wow.
Oh, wow. This is hardly even explainable. I was laying in bed, and I had the Spirit on me, and he didn't say anything to me for a good few minutes. And I was just laying there, and finally I started thanking him. And I was just like, thank you, Lord. And as soon as I said, thank you, Lord, he just threw like a spear into me. And it was like, boom, and it amped up the Spirit like another 10 notches. And I was like, well, if this works, I'm going to keep thanking him. And I did. And he amped it up even more. I wasn't even breathing for a couple minutes.
That's beautiful.
And I mean, I'm dead serious. I'm not exaggerating. I was not breathing, and when it was over with, he told, or I wasn't out of breath or anything. And
yeah.
I'd asked him what he was doing. He just said, "I'm loving you."
See
and
that?
You know, he showed me different things, and
yeah, be loved. My God.
Yeah, it's, guys, it's beyond anything that we can imagine. It really is. I can't describe it. It's nothing that you've ever felt here. I'm 36. I felt a lot of different things. Nothing like this. And he loves every single one of us the same way. Absolutely. He loves you.
Exactly.
Jason, won't that be fun?
Yeah.
Is if you did that again, but like went swimming underwater and see how long you swim around without breathing.
Do not test thy Lord.
I'm kidding.
Oh my goodness.
I just don't mind want to try. Sorry.
Well, it's not like I don't need to breathe now. I can hold my breath right now and pass out if you want. I like that you want me to pass out underwater, brother. That's sweet of you. But
no,
I'm telling
you
guys, the hardest thing I think that for me in my walk when you go through this, especially when you come back as being someone that's fallen away, that's known the Lord, you feel guilty for that. The Lord loves you. And, ma'am, I don't know anything about you, but I do know this. I know the Lord loves you with everything about you, who you are, your funny personality, your good side, your bad side, your jokes, the things that are precious to you. He loves you. And, he doesn't just love the Christ that's in you. He loves you. It was the theme from the deal from this morning, and it's been put on me, and it's, don't hold your head down. Don't wait to till heaven for the Lord to tell you to look up. Walk strong in the Lord right now, because he loves you, and you have Christ in you, and he loves you, and he's right there with you, and he's holding you right now.
He sure is. He sure is. Wow. He's
Amen.
All the time.
I started to feel the Holy Spirit telling her that, so I know it's true. You still there, ma'am?
I don't believe you just said that.
I did. He told me to tell you that.
And I thought the thought as you said it.
Well, that Lord, you got to quit being surprised by the Lord. He does this stuff every single day, sister.
Yes. He does this stuff.
It does. It's beautiful, but every now and then he rarely does it publicly like this.
Oh, yeah. He makes you speechless. He makes you feel real silly. He makes you...
That's the Holy Spirit.
Thank
That's the Holy
you.
Spirit.
Yes.
Thank Jesus, young lady. You thank Jesus. He loves you. He wants you to know it.
Yep.
He wants you to be proud of
him. I'm not quite sure if I'm laughing or I'm crying or I'm doing both.
You're happy. That's all that matters.
It's not quite happy. I don't have a word for it here. Sorry.
Yeah, Sherry says the Holy Spirit giggles. It's the Holy Spirit giggles.
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Thank you for a word.
Okay, love.
Amen, sister.
Hang
I'm
on.
I'm blessed to hear that you're blessed.
Indeed.
Indeed. Beautiful.
Thank the Lord. And pass that on. You need to go tell someone else that needs to hear it, because it's true for all of us. We just have to, the church quit telling you. The world quit telling you. They wanted you to think that you're a dirty, rotten person. Lord Jesus loves you.
He sure does.
Like everybody else.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep, amen.
I know you know somebody that needs to hear this, too.
Who doesn't need to hear this?
Exactly.
What I'm saying, sister.
This is.
You need to hear it. Jesus loves you.
Oh, I just love to hear. I don't care if somebody says something 10 times over. You need to hear it because it's from God and it uplifts us. It encourages us, and we're not alone. We're not alone. And everybody who shares, it's like beautiful, because God is loving this. Oh my goodness, He's loving this. He's loving us, bringing Him forth. And we're touching souls.
I'm going to tell you.
All of us, yeah.
I'm going to tell you a secret, sister. Are you still there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the other one.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. You know the rapture's upon us, right? The Lord wants to rapture a strong bride. He wants to, and so this is all the strengthening. This is all that's left. It's us getting strengthened. And this is it. He wants you to know you love him before, or that he loves you before you go. So keep looking up.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank you so much, my friend.
Amen.
And everyone else who is, thank God for everyone who might have been blessed who is also listening, who says,
amen.
Oh, that might just as well be me. It is you both.
Yeah.
You know what? That's a good idea. If there's, you know, we share all these stories tonight. You hear this young lady. She's blessed. You know what? If you're feeling a little down, you need to hear that Jesus loves you. Call in. Everybody on this show is going to tell you how much Jesus loves you. And
yeah.
Don't be all insecure going, no, they won't say it. They'll all call in, and they'll be like, nah, Joe, Jesus doesn't like you. Call in. If you're feeling a little down, you feel like you need a little pick-me-up because this lady right now is on fire.
Yeah, she sure is. Amen.
A beautiful thing. It is that flame.
Yes. Yes.
It is a living flame.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, stay with us here. I got to pull some other person on there, but you keep that Holy Spirit on you. Don't let it go. All right. I got to bring 626 on. Hello, 626.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
I'm totally, like, tripping and falling over some stuff, but it's okay.
Okay.
So.
Thanks first.
I got some awesome tutoring from Lizzo yesterday. And he was helping me to be able to listen to God when he was talking. And I had some really fun success with that. So I was just like, thanks, Luco.
Thanks, Luco.
We love you, Zol.
Luco, are you getting a response? Someone says thank you and you just sit there, brother?
He said you're welcome already, but I just felt the need to tell him again.
He's great. We actually talked a lot today on the phone, shared a lot of stuff. It was a lot of fun.
Good.
Did you have another story you wanted to share with us?
About that? Oh, no, it was just, there were some odd, funny moments. And I'm still trying to work that out, but.
I hear you.
Fun, and I'm still new at it, so I'm like, I don't want to be like all super confident, guns blazing, like, yeah, I'm still like, okay, I'm getting the hang of it.
The best thing to do is to just hop on that bike and ride it as hard as you can and see what happens when you fall off. Just, I mean, don't put on your helmet, just go, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was just like, what? Because I kept having to ask Luca, are you sure about this? Because I kept hearing some really crazy stuff.
Yeah,
it
he
was
didn't
funny.
Talk to you
it
the way
wasn't
you
bad.
Think you would.
No, it was very, very, very funny. Loving, but definitely very, very funny and very odd. So I guess I understand where I get it from now.
Oh, it's amazing. No, I always really enjoy your laugh. It's really sweet. And, you know, I know you enjoy humor from your channel. And so it's neat to see that the Lord shows, you know, his humor with you. It was surprising to me, too. But anyways, everybody's going to keep on here. I want to encourage people to call in. You know, that was really neat. The lady calls in. She needs to hear it. I'm sure there's somebody else that hasn't called in before that probably needs to hear about the Lord loving them. And maybe you got something to share, or maybe you'll have something to share after you call in and get a little prayer over you from everybody here. I assure you there's a lot of people on this show that are in the chat room and on the show that are anointed. And so if you just need something to push you over the edge, call in. It's amazing what happens when you start down this rabbit hole. Step out in a little bit of faith, and the Lord will reveal him. Pat, you said that this morning.
Yeah,
you said, go in and said, Lord, if you go into your closet and ask the Lord to show himself to you if you don't believe, and what did you say? To buckle your seatbelt or something? I don't remember what it was.
Oh, you know, that was for the moment, whatever, I'm blank. He'll just have you talk for the moment, whatever that was. And now this is a new show, and we're talking other stuff, you know. I don't know, but, yeah, just, he's there all the time, and his arms are always reached out to you, you know, and no matter what pain and sorrow and everything, he's always right inside of you, just holding all that. You know, he's waiting for you. See, he leaves us free. He's waiting for you to turn to him and just say, you know, Jesus, I love you, and I want this, you know, but help me because it's so new to me, and I don't want to mess up, and I don't want to look like a jerk, maybe, you know, because we're so sensitive. But he doesn't care. He just wants you to cry out to him, and he'll take care of everything. When you have the peace of just every day walking with him and telling him everything and including him, you know, I have more readings for you, but he says, let me take care of things. Don't think you have to do everything yourself. Let me come in like the father or the bridegroom or the brother or the best friend, you know. Just let me help you get through all these things. And ask him, don't ever be, whatever situation you have, ask the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, I got this problem. I'm worried about this person. He will give you the peace that you need and the strength to conquer the highest mountain, no matter what it is. Nothing is too big for God. And if you're working with him, walking with him, nothing's going to be too powerful or overwhelming for you, because you have the peace that, hey, dear God, I ran it by you. So, and we're gonna work this out together. You've got to get that relationship going every day, and then you have peace. And no matter what the universe throws at you, you'll be able to handle it. And that's the thing. You've got to have that trust like a little child and just talk to him. You're worried about your husband. You're worried about a job. You're worried about you got to move. Talk it over with him. And like, who was that lady who was sharing? It's Katie, right? And the husband goes and they take care of him. And it's the faith that's coming over these lines. It's incredible. And it shows how if you walk out in faith, God's going to take care of these things for you. You know, trust him to do so. He's just waiting for the invite, you know, and then he'll take over. Oh, boy, will he.
Amen.
Yeah, and he'll
love
you to pieces, too.
Here's what I'm
thinking.
I love you, Pat, so much. You're such an amazing woman.
I've been around too long not to be, honey.
She's young at heart, though, guys. She's so young at heart.
I have no excuse not to be.
we're not getting a lot of other people calling into Sharon. And we're not getting a lot of people that are calling in saying that they want the Holy Spirit. And so I think it's time to do communion. So if everybody in the chat room is ready to do communion, they'd like to participate. And actually, I'm going to bring Judy on here for a second, but don't talk yet, Judy. I'm going to just do it here in just a second. But one thing I want to say, Judy, are you talking? Yeah, no one can hear
Hello?
You. Yeah, hold on. We're gonna. Do you want to wait till through communion, or are you gonna stay on here through communion?
Who are you talking to?
You?
Oh yeah, no, I'm just listening.
Okay, but guys, real quick, you know, when it comes to communion, I've never been big on communion, and the only thing I ever know how to do is to share my own personal experiences. So the first night we did communion on here was the first for me to actually understand what communion was and also lead it. And I didn't actually take communion that night because I was trying to make sure I didn't make any mistakes. But last night, I was doing the communion along with it as we did it, and as I was just reading it, for whatever reason, the Spirit was on me, and I felt like I was going to cry in the middle of reading it. So I do not understand the power of communion, and I know that it's probably a little odd to think about eating the flesh of Christ and drinking the blood of Christ. But for whatever it means to you, I encourage you to join in. You don't have to have wine or grape juice or unleavened bread. You just get you some water. If you got some Diet Pepsi, whatever it is for the drink, it's the act of doing this and coming together. So I hope everybody is ready for communion. What I'm going to do is read out of 1 Corinthians 11:23, and then we'll say to eat the bread, and then we'll say to drink the wine, and then we're going to do a prayer. And I'm hoping Pat's going to follow us up with some prayer tonight if she's got a good one.
Oh. I'll try.
Yeah. I've got a short one. So what I'll do is I'll read my short one, and then maybe if you feel led by the Spirit to go ahead and share one too, if that's all right.
That's fine, sure. I'll do what I can, and God will guide.
All right, guys, so we're going to go ahead and start our communion. Something that I've had to learn about the communion side is it's remembrance of the Lord Jesus Christ, forgiveness, grace, mercy, commitment, tenderheartedness, and faithfulness. I'm going to go ahead and read from 1 Corinthians 11:23. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "The cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." So Jesus said, "In remembrance of me, let us eat together." Okay, this blood represents the blood of Christ. The cup of the new covenant is Jesus Christ's blood shed for you. Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me. Let us drink together." Okay. Eternal light, shine in our hearts. Eternal goodness, you have drawn us to your heart and united us in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Eternal power, be our support. Eternal wisdom, scatter the darkness of our ignorance. Eternal pity, have mercy upon us, that with all our heart and mind and soul and strength, we may seek your face and be brought by your infinite mercy to your holy presence through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Pat?
Oh, yes. All right. This is a litany of the holy name of Jesus, but I'm only going to do like just six of them, so it's not too long. But it goes, "Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of the living God, have mercy on us. Jesus, splendor of the Father, have mercy on us. Jesus, brightness of eternal light, have mercy on us. Jesus, King of glory, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of justice, have mercy on us. Jesus, Son of the Virgin Mary, have mercy on us. Jesus, most amiable, have mercy on us. Jesus, most admirable, have mercy on us. Jesus, mighty God, have mercy on us. And this one I love. Jesus, Father of the world to come, have mercy on us. And Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, spare us, O Jesus. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Jesus. Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world, have mercy on us, O Jesus. Jesus, hear us. Jesus, graciously hear us. We will praise thee, O God, and we will call upon thy holy name. So that's my prayer.
Amen, Pat.
Yeah, there's more, but it's
that was
too
wonderful.
Long. But we'll continue that another time, you know. Yeah, praise. God loves praise. Oh, my, he loves praise. Before you start, just a suggestion for me, before you start any prayer to him, just a little word of praise. You know, we praise you for your goodness, for your creation. We praise you for your love. And then go into your petitions or whatever it is, but always start praising him. And as I said before, if you want to get rid of the enemy, just start praising God, and he's going to take a hike because he can't stand it. And God loves
him. He's out of there.
He's out of there. He can't stand you praising. And don't be afraid to rebuke him. Satan, in the name of Jesus, get out of here. I want nothing to do with you. You have nothing to do with me. So go just get away in Jesus' name, but always in Jesus' name. Don't try it without it.
Amen.
And you go. You have to know what your weapons are. You have to know. And keep it simple, just for the moment. Keep it simple. Like if you have to rebuke, rebuke. If you want to tell Jesus you love him, you know, tell him you love him. If you want to invite him to do something with you, do it. Just family, just invite him and just, for the moment you have. And be happy. Be happy. Try to be happy. I've been more happy than I've ever been happy just because I've been talking to all you guys, you know. I mean, I'm like a different person because I'm fed and I'm feeding.
We are so blessed to have you here. We are fed from you. Your spirit is so strong and you're so happy to love the Lord. And that's what's so beautiful is that you are just.
I love him so much. I love him so much. I can't look at him without crying, you know. I mean, I just want to be with him so bad. And I know that I speak for, you know, tons of people out there, and he's on his way. I mean, look at the world. Look at the world and all the threats and rumors of war. I mean, all these things have come to pass. And as I said, you read the Bible, it's like looking at the front pages of the newspapers. I mean, he's coming for us. He is. Have great
Amen.
Faith. He said, trust, just trust me. You know, and he knows what he's doing, and he knows why this, that, and we can't see into everything his will, you know, and God the Father decides, you know, and just have faith, you know, trust him, trust him, you know, and be like sweetness of a child, you know, with the trust. And he's going to take care of things for you in life. Just, you've got to invite him, you know, just.
And you got trust again, leaning into him. That's the most important thing. And
trust,
it's something that I've been bringing up. This has impacted my life, guys, more, is that when you start trusting in your brothers and sisters in Christ, and when they tell you that the Lord loves you, they tell you that the Lord, you know, wants you to hear him. He's already speaking to you. He wants you to hear him. You got to trust it. Stop thinking that, no, it's not me. Stop thinking, oh, no, I'm not good enough. Christ makes you good enough. He loves you. You're a great person. He loves you as an individual, you and your personality. And I think that's something that's just got to, I'm going to say it like 100 times, because I think some of us need to hear it 100 times.
Just get past this doubt. Get past this idea that God doesn't talk to you. He certainly does, and that I'm not good enough, and He can't possibly forgive me for this, or I've been so bad, and why would He bother with me? Well, get rid of that, because that's not what He wants you thinking. He wants confidence in you, that, and just cry out, you know, I've been bad, but I really don't want this anymore. Jesus, come into my life and change this for me, you know. And And if you have any doubts about how much you're loved, just look at the cross. There's your embrace with his arms stretched out. That's the greatest embrace you're going to have. And look at the thief on the cross, how he forgave him.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to forgive you. He certainly is. He doesn't carry my little black book and say, well, you did this, you know. No. He just talk to him. Tell him.
You know, something that came up is, you know, for several months I used to follow a lot of people on YouTube and listen to their messages from the Lord. And it helped me out a lot. And now I don't watch any of them. I don't pay attention. You know, it's because I just, the Lord's speaking to me, and it's everybody.
Right. You
guys
don't need
are,
that.
I was
you
there.
Don't need
Everybody's
that.
Been there. Yeah,
that's
you got
fine
Jesus.
When you're learning.
You don't need. Yeah,
no, he's
it,
tell
it's a good
you
training
everything.
Tool. It's yeah.
Right.
And
it's a training
I still get confirmation from my brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And sometimes
sure.
And sometimes I'm missing something. And so one of my brothers or sister has to say, hey Jason, what about this? And they give me confirmations about stuff. But even without the confirmation, the Lord Jesus Christ confirms them to me, because I've asked him before, like, Lord, okay, everybody says I'm supposed to confirm this, and he's like, I am your confirmation, you know, like, who the heck are
you? He doesn't mind
about?
You asking for confirmations. Not at all. He understands
Amen.
How tricky the devil can be. But if you're like a little child, this is funny. Just quick. I was looking for a confirmation. I said, I want to see a big butterfly like you did. And this lady came down, honest to peach. She had this huge, gawky-looking butterfly covering her whole sweater. And I said, okay, I'm not going to ask you anymore for science, because that is the ugliest sweater I ever saw. It's like, you know, the butterfly on her. So he's got a sense of humor. All you could see was a huge butterfly on her shirt, on her sweater. And I just shook my head and said, Lord, you have a sense of humor, because that was some ugly sweater.
You know what the thing is, I think, is being on the other side, is that that lady was probably like, I have no idea why I want to wear this sweater today, but I sure do. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, she must have been
and
blind because it was ugly. She must have been cold, and that's the only sweater she had, because, you know, nobody makes a sweater with a butterfly that big and stupid looking with all the colors, you know. But I was glad he, like, showed me. But he does that. I will ask for something. And, yes, he has a sense of humor. Oh, does Jesus have a sense of humor? Oh, my goodness. And he'll give you signs that are just, like, so kooky, you know. But you got your sign.
Hey, man. Pat, hold up for a second. I got a new caller.
Yeah.
I got to bring him on. It's 484. Hello, 484.
How you doing? I'm just listening in.
Hi.
Oh, what a good buddy, Samson Elvin Bolt for Jesus. Just for the Lord
What's
Jesus.
Up, guys? God bless.
The three names of Samson.
Yeah, there's many more, but those are just the three.
I hear you. Samson's Trinity names. How was your evening, brother?
Going good, man, except for the part where my car stuck in the front in the snow.
Ooh.
Snow melts,
so right
brother.
It's right in the street, and if a plow comes, then my car's stuck.
Put a sign
oh, no.
on the windshield.
Hopefully they just plow it, and then I can just, you know, call insurance up.
It's going to get warm.
Get
it's going to be 50 on the weekend.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to melt.
Hopefully.
It's going to flood. Yeah, all week, high 40s and into 50.
Okay.
I mean, it's beautiful, but we're going to have a flood. Snow melting.
Yeah.
I can't win. Oh, dear
Chris,
God.
Chris, I'm bringing you back, brother. I'm sure you're raring to go here. Give us a share of something awesome.
Hey, brother. I'm just sitting here just giddy tonight. I don't know what it is. Maybe, I mean,
that's
it must
the Holy
be tonight.
Spirit.
Tonight's the night. Because I mean, how often am I giddy? You know, I'm always the not giddy one. So it's got to be tonight. I mean, I can't stop smiling and laughing. You know,
right,
we start out the night with the ET call, and you know, I'm just laughing and laughing, and Judy's stuffing her face, and so you know, I'm usually the downer of the group. So if I'm laughing, he's got to be on his way.
He's got to be on his way. Amen. That is a good sign. That man should not
Amen.
Be laughing. He's on his way. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Well, we got to go. Can't
Amen,
stay
brother.
Here because, you know.
It's getting crazy.
I got to sharing a phone call today where someone kept having to ask if it was the season after everything we've gone through and all this stuff and all these messages. They're like,
are you
sure it's the season? Are you sure it's the season?
No,
I'm
no,
like,
we're not even.
No, not even close.
It's getting crazier. It's getting crazier. Volcanoes are going off. Droughts. The snowstorms are insane.
Not to get you riled up or anything, Jason, but you should have just looked at him and been like, look, you need to talk to Dustin or Chris, because just watch the news. I mean,
yeah.
Did you just use the news word?
Everything. You're not hearing
Amen.
Everything.
Hold
that?
On a sec, guys.
Yeah.
I got to bring a new caller in here. It's 435. Hello, 435.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, 435. How are you?
I'm totally just listening to you guys. I'm trying to put my kids to sleep.
Oh.
Well,
we
be
definitely
quiet.
Aren't. I'm awake.
So put me on mute,
I put her on mute. See, Chris, she asked to be put on mute. She didn't have to be put on mute. She asked. Try that sometime, brother.
Maybe I should.
Amen. Judy, you're here with us. Would you like to chime in and share, or are you going to do the just listening? Says food.
I want to talk to Chris. Is Chris there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, he is.
What are you wearing, Chris?
I'm getting ready to get in the tub.
Rubber duck.
We're getting ready to have a sermon. I got to get in the tub. Eat just told me.
Thanks for bringing us in the tub with you, brother. Thank you for bringing us in.
Well, you, Jason, you missed the chat room when the whole ET conversation was going on. When you were handling the ET conversation, Judy was trying to pawn off her cult leadership on me, and she was like, "No, Chris is the pastor. He preaches from the tub."
Oh, brother! When the heat comes, she definitely passes the ball. It's you ain't got to worry about that, you know. So that's how California people are.
Chris, you know what I do when I'm giddy?
When? All the time, actually.
I'm like extra giddy. I'm extra giddy tonight, like you are.
I am just. I never. You know, I am always the depressed one, the sad one. You know, look at the news, the world sucks. You know, and tonight I'm just laughing and just don't care and just like, yeah, I'm getting out of here. So
yeah,
it's got to be
getting
tonight.
Out of here.
It has to be.
Has to be.
You know, when I feel giddy, I stuff my feelings and I stuff them with food. So I'm making steak salad right now.
Oh, we're coming
and,
over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kind
I'm making healthy food this time. I'm picking out on Valentine's candy.
I hear you. Been there, done that.
Oh. I'm like, I'm sitting here and I'm praying tonight, and I'm like, Lord, you know, Judy fat me up now. I haven't worked out in almost a week now. You know, she's got me just not working out and stuff in my face. And, you know, this cult I joined,
well,
you got to get
me
out of here and fix my body because I'm getting chubby.
You'll need three angels, too.
Yeah, the thing of it is she'll fatten you up and then she'll quit answering her phone. That's what she did to me.
I told you, it's the whole Hansel and Gretel thing. She's just trying to fatten us up so she can cook us one of these nights.
Hold on just a second, guys. I've got to bring another person on the line here. Hello, 919.
Hello?
Hello, Zachary. How are you?
What's up?
Hey, Zach.
How you doing? Trying to get my internet.
Hey, brother, how are you?
My internet
okay,
is so bad.
Okay, stop. Zach
okay.
has to repeat after me. Okay, repeat after me, Zach. My name is Zach.
Don't do it,
what's
brother.
Up?
Don't do it.
Do it.
Uh-oh.
Do it.
I don't know if I should do this.
You have to say, I am amazing. Say it.
I am amazing.
The words God gives me are amazing.
The words God gives me are amazing. Which they really
the videos
are.
He has me make are over the top amazing. on,
the videos he has me make are over the top amazing.
She must be planning on eating your head, Zach, because she's trying to fatten your head up.
Hold on, this is serious. My dad. You have
my
to say
dad?
This, my dad.
Hey, he's nervous now.
My dad.
Is he hearing
where
me?
Am I getting myself on? Yeah, I can hear
yeah
you.
He's hey, hearing you. He's repeating. You're creeping him out.
Okay. My dad likes to show himself off through me.
My dad likes to show himself off through me.
Amen.
Okay, you're
oh,
done.
Zach
you're done.
Is
Zach.
So arrogant. Wow.
I'm going to tell you right now, Zach. I stalk Zach's videos because like I'm always the first person to like it and put a comment. I really am because God through
that is stalker behavior.
Well, thank you guys. That really means a lot.
Yeah, Zach, I print off pictures of your face and hang them all over my house. Is that weird?
Whoa!
Just saying.
There's a line there.
Well, I just figured if Judy was going to make you uncomfortable, I might as well, you know, make sure you never pick up your phone or anything.
He's
going
to take the pictures to heaven. He's going to take the pictures to heaven. You're going to sign them for him.
I've got pictures of Elvin all over my house. I can't wait to run my fingers through his hair.
Oh,
whoa.
Here we go.
Whoa. And you guys thought I crossed the line. First, I was feeling bad because Judy's making him feel awkward now. Now people are running fingers through his hair. That's
all right,
sick.
This is officially my last day here.
Oh, there you go.
Amen.
No more calling it.
I told him last night I was going to pull his hair when we got to heaven.
I mean, it's a bad idea. Zach's been working out, but he seems to be... been working out. I don't know. You may have been working out for the last week. You've been eating food. You might, you know.
Yeah.
No, Zach photoshops his videos.
Yeah, I just put on different arms. You know,
it's just his head.
Got me.
Oh, goodness.
What is this?
Those
seriously,
are my arms.
The same troll comes through this show all the time, and it has
which
nothing
troll?
New. And it goes. It's SSDDSDA, whatever, and I kick him every time, and he always comes in with the same stupid meme. At least change your name, dude. Seriously. At least change your name and be slick. You
he'll
come in here and you troll
out.
The same name, wondering if we're taking calls, and then you call in with a Skype number that says Cool Kid. That's not hard to remember, brother. You got to get your game better. Seriously.
Maybe he wants witness.
Sorry, guys.
You
got to
troll
him
within like I do.
Oh no, we mute.
Oh my God, did I just hear Luco?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, let's play telephone. Let's play telephone.
Oh my. Okay.
All right, you call it. You call. Who should we who should we telephone?
Let's
pick
telephone.
Someone from the chat room. Pick someone from the chat room or someone that hasn't been able to telephone. Like, let's pick someone.
Okay, let's pick Red X.
No, 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 wait, wait. Who was in there talking about they wanted to call in, but they couldn't because they had a prepaid phone?
Yeah, but you might not be listening. Right when Jason said Red X, that's who I was thinking. Okay, we picked two people for telephone, Zach. Let's pick Chris. Chris, naked Chris, naked beer drinking Chris. And let's pick Red X. Okay, you start.
What are we starting to what? I don't know Red X's phone number, young lady.
No, no, you don't have to call. Me and Zach are, and Zach is going to play this, but me and Luco are going to play telephone, and Zach can play, too, or anyone else who feels comfortable. So we're going to get a bunch of prophetic words from God. We're going to hear what God has to say about Red X, and then we're going to say it live on the air. And then after Red X, we're going to do Chris, and we're going to ask God what is he saying about Chris right now, or anything he wants to tell us about you, okay? And then we're going to tell you. And the Bible is called
prophecy. I have a feeling it's going to be... I think God's in a funny mood right now, just saying.
He was a goofball earlier. He told me to guess if Jason's underwear, what color they were,
yeah.
And I did. Anyway.
I was wearing a thong, so that was an easy guess. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Don't
okay.
say that,
wow,
Zach. You'd love
I'm
it.
I'm really
crossing the line.
Should see me in my son's lights.
You told me
I'm
something
saying.
To tell Red. You told me something to tell Red. She's going to hate it.
Okay, so, hey, Luco, just so you know, she's a female, and she lives in the UK, and so that's all you need to know about her, and she's a CB, and that's about it. So let's play telephone. Zach,
no, he already told me. He already told me what he wanted me to tell Red.
You got amazing accent.
Because this is the one thing that Red hates to hear the most. Are you ready? Okay,
yeah.
God said, I'll be right back. That's the one thing she always gets mad at me for every time I say it on the chat room because she gets mad. But technically, he's not actually leaving, so don't actually think he'll be right back because he's always here.
Right.
Jesus just told me he was like, her countdown does the best. That's hilarious.
Is that the word you got for her, Zach? Her countdown again?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so I got a word for Red X. He told me that she cheers him up. She delights him. And when he's in a sad mood, like he was yesterday and today, she makes him laugh. And God just told me that Red X cheers him up, and he cannot wait
beautiful.
To scoop her up off her feet during the trip. That's what I heard.
Sweet.
Oh, he just told
Can
me
I ask
that
you guys,
Red's beautiful.
Go ahead.
That's beautiful.
Hey, guys, when there's something that I think is interesting with certain people, when the people that are on here right now, I'm curious, do you guys have the Holy Spirit strong on you right now?
Oh, sure we do.
No, I can
pretty normal right now.
I'm just curious, because when Elvin and Zach and Luco and Pat and Judy are on the deal, every time we get to talking here, it just immediately comes over me. And so I'm just curious if you guys are having the same thing.
That's the same thing Judy says when I call her.
Okay. Yeah, she says that to everybody, buddy.
Yeah, when Elvin calls me on FaceTime, and Jason, too, but, like, Elvin, because we were FaceTiming way back before, you know, like, a long time ago, and I would get, like, I get hammered drunk, like, in the first two seconds of when he called.
Yeah. Look at that.
That's the Kool-Aid.
Must be
Kool-Aid. Hey, Zach, Luco, let's do Chris next, okay? Chris is a man who lives... Where, New York, I think? Chris of New York?
Yeah, I was born and raised in New York.
He has a daughter he loves a whole bunch, but that's all we need to know. Let's play telephone and see what Dad tells him. Ready? Go.
Okay.
Okay, I got what he told me.
He told
me
something.
He told me that Chris has a great imagination.
Amen. All right. I spend all day trying to imagine what heaven's like, so that's probably a good word.
He told me he told me he really likes your faith and that your reward is beyond comprehension.
Oh, how beautiful.
Oh, wow. Amen.
Wow. Luca, that's the same thing. What Luca just said, like, I'm really test right now. It's hard to use my mouth to talk. Okay, all right, Chris, oh, my goodness. Yeah. Wow.
Ooh.
I'm not farting, I'm really not. But, holy Lord Jesus. He loves you so much, Chris. He told me to tell you he's seen all your suffering. And it's about to be rewarded greatly. Like, and he told me to tell you it's going to be in the blink of an eye, and you're not going to remember the pain here. He told me to tell you you'll never, ever, it'll just all be gone, and you'll go looking for it even, and it just won't be able to find it. And he just let me know, like, here's how he's telling me. He just put it in my heart. Like, I don't know how to describe the treasures he's giving you, but what he just now did was he put them in my heart. Like, he just laid a treasure chest on my heart, so I know that whatever it is he's giving you, it's like, it's stuff that you can't even talk about because it's going to boggle your mind, the rewards that you have for hanging on to him and being real with him and loving him. He told me, and so all I can do is say that the treasures that are yours are, they're vast. They're vast. There's so many that it was just laid on my heart so I can't even put it into words. But God bless you, Chris. God says I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
And feel it. Like, I feel it really strong. Hallelujah.
That's awesome.
You did say your reward was beyond comprehension.
I'm crying.
You tell me he's a great thinker.
Oh, it's that beautiful.
That's awesome. Wow.
You need that, honey. You need that to get through the days.
You know, Chris, that's what I was telling Jason the other day, that when the anointing comes, I could have just, like, when Jason calls me and the anointing comes on him really strong, sometimes when he talks, he's super strong, but I said, Jason, you could be singing Rubber Ducky, You're the One, and so because God is on you so strong, and it jumps off onto me, and I really am listening to what Jason's saying, but the Holy Spirit in him is touching me so strong that actually the words don't even matter, even though the words themselves are amazing. That's just the way God works, and I pray, Chris, right now, if you're feeling what you're feeling, I just pray you would, I don't know, I just pray that God will never stop doing this to you. I pray that between now and the rapture, which is today, that you would continue to feel just like this, because this is how wonderful you are to us and to God. You're wonderful.
Yes.
Amen.
Hey, beauty. We got this Joe on the line. Funny.
Hi, everybody.
Wow.
Hi,
Joe. Oh, my gosh, you guys. This is Joe from New York. He's cracked out. Tell him, Luca.
Hi, Judy. Hi, Luca. Hi, Jason.
Hey, brother.
Oh, wow.
Hey, we were on a phone call last night until 11:30 California time, which was like the middle of the night his time, because he's so cracked out. And, oh, my, we had the best time on the phone. Woo.
We really did. That was an amazing call. That meant so much to me. I had such a great night. Yes.
Hey, God, how does your shoulder feel?
Say again?
How's your shoulder feeling, and how are you feeling?
You know, it's so funny. I was in a lot of pain before. I was talking to Luca and Jason on the phone. I went out to town to get a pizza because I've been having trouble eating. You suggested that. So, but it was really bothering me. I came home, prayed a little bit, started listening to the radio show, and it's funny that you ask because I wasn't thinking about it till right now. It feels no pain again right now, which is really rare because it's dumping snow here right now. It should be in a lot of pain because it usually hurts the most when it's like low pressure, but I am good. Again, just cracked out in the spirit, feeling amazing right now. Like,
beautiful.
Loving it. Loving it. How's everyone else doing?
We're good.
We are doing great.
You know, we're getting we're playing telephone online with, like, Zach and Luca and me, and we're, like, playing telephone on people, and so we always get hammered when we do that.
telephone I'm last night for me was amazing.
Wow. I mean, I've got things in my knees, in my back. I'm just, wow.
Blast.
Oh, I'm hammered in the spirit. I don't even, I left and I don't even know what message, but somebody said, oh, that was an awesome word. I didn't even hear it. It doesn't even matter.
She said everything that you and I have been talking about me for the past week and a half now, she just spoke all of it. Like she was on our private conversations, like she, you know, the whole nine
yards. I hear Jesus, everything.
Well, he hit everything through her and just...
I told you to trust me, brothers and sisters of Christ, brother. I wasn't kidding.
Oof.
Wow. You'll have a direct line. You'll be like, I don't even want to hear Judy anymore. You'll have just open up. I'm just seriously
Now, when she said, because I walk, I mean, everything I do is by faith. I told you, I've only had one prophetic dream in my life. So everything I feel and walk with Jesus is strictly by faith. Yeah. Wow, I'm just...
You
I
should
say
be.
We, I say we do teleconversation.
That's amazing, and that's a gift, and think about how much that must mean to our Lord, your faith. I mean, that's a huge gift.
Oh, my gosh, can we play telephone with Raina? And anyone who God is speaking to about Raina, she lives in Canada. If anyone is... God is speaking to you. You can play telephone too. It's not just like the Zach, Luco, and you know Judy game. But it let's bomb Raina. Is that okay, Raina? I know she'll say yes. She's a drunk. hey, Jason, we have a troll in the chat room. Zenex, can you get rid of him?
I already did.
Good job, bouncer.
This is the same troll. That was a troll from last week.
So, I mean, talking about poop, which was kind of funny, but anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so we're doing Raina?
Yeah, we're doing Raina from Canada, and she's a wonderful believer. So let's just see All what right. happens.
Okay, the Lord told me, that was good, that she has a great anointing on her. She's very blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
He told me
Friends
that.
The presence of the Spirit is so in here. Wow.
He told me her glorified body is going to blow her away.
I think I'm getting Raina. Don't worry about the people that you were worried about coming with you. They'll be there too. I don't know if that's right or not, but that's what I feel. Yeah. Whoever you're worried about is coming with you.
He's, like, telling me some traits about her glorified body for some reason. apparently her eyes are going to be crystal clear, which I thought was kind of cool.
We lost Judy, so we have to wait for her to come back.
Oh.
Luco, your eyes are going to be the bluest blue, right?
Yeah, he said they're going to be beyond blue, whatever that means.
I think it's so cool that, like, everyone's eye, you know, like, I never gave it much thought, but, you know, different color eyes, you know,
yeah.
Like, that's just super cool.
Yeah. I'm still asking him things about Raina.
I don't
Yeah, he's just telling you, he's telling Raina, he's telling you to stay strong, and that he will be, you will be with him shortly. So, yep.
Raina, can you hear me, Jason?
Yeah, you can. You can hear you. We can hear you.
I get really blessed when other people are prophesying the words. It's really hard for me to, you know, function. I'm trying to turn over a steak for John. Anyway, he's like, Mom, my steak. Okay, so, Raina, God, you are a powerful woman of God. And God just told me she knows it. He said she knows it. She knows it. And he's just telling me Raina is powerful. And she knows it. And, yeah, it's just making me laugh. You know that song, I'm Sexy, and I Know It, you know. So I'm hearing that song in my head. She's powerful, and she knows it. And he's just telling me about your power, and you're free to use it. And I know you know that because you use it all the time, but he's telling me just keep using your superpowers, Raina. They're working. And even in the natural, if some of your circumstances and situations look as if they're not working, he says they are, Raina. They are. The power through you will manifest in the natural. It will. And just believe me, Raina, you're powerful. And use my power as much as you want, says the Lord, because I trust you with my power. Because you don't use my power wrongly. Raina, he says, you don't use my power wrongly. You use it rightly. And I love you, daughter.
Sweet.
Amen.
Amen.
I have to cut steak, but I'll stay on the line. If we want to play telephone on somebody else, we should get another person. We should get Shorty F. Leah. She's the one that makes the puppet shows. We should bliss bomb her.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, I want to do that.
And by the way, if anyone's in the chat room and getting word for Shorties that we're about to get played in the chat room, if you get a word for her, God actually, I can guarantee right now, God will speak to everybody who's listening and everyone who's in the chat room about Shorty. Her name is Leah. God will speak to you. It's just that are you listening and are you hearing him? And I guarantee you he's speaking about her to you. You're just not hearing him, and I know that's like, maybe you think I'm being rude, but I'm telling you, what God just told John about Shorty even as I'm talking. What did he say? God just told John about Shorty. He said, Leah, he said, she's one of my favorite funny people. That's what he said.
Amen.
Amen.
So, anyway, you guys just feel free. Some people are more comfortable, like, sharing what God's saying. Some people are, like, still unsure. They're like, is that God or is that me? No one's going to judge you here. Just feel free to share what you think God is saying about her. And, you know, you might not be 100% confident that it's his voice, but you will if you believe. He'll give you that confidence. It just takes a little practice. And so let's go ahead and bliss bomb Leah. Yeah.
Okay, Leah, Yeshua said that you have a beautiful voice and you're great in his eyes.
He told me you're one of the strongest.
You said you're beautiful and you have great power. Cool stuff.
Oh my God, Zach! God was just telling me that He will help her overcome her insecurity. That
Amen.
She's more beautiful to him than she could possibly imagine.
Yeah, he keeps saying she's beautiful.
He just told me that her personality is very rare, and it's a delight to him.
Me, Judy, tell her that Leah is just as beautiful as the many children I'm about to give her.
Oh, he just told me she won't be short in his kingdom.
He just told me she'll be a puppet. She'll be a puppet in his kingdom. Okay, that was a joke. That was a joke. I was kidding. He does puppet shows, and, you know, I was just kidding. That was me. That was Jackass Jane. That wasn't a prophetic word.
You told me her wisdom exceeds many.
I'm getting raptured now.
Bye. All right,
are we done with Leah?
Yeah, why don't you do Sherry?
Yeah, let's do Sherry. I was just, Jason, every time you say a person, that's exactly what I was thinking. When you did Red X, same thing. Okay, I was just going to say Sherry. And I was going to say, Leah, that's just so cool that God told Little John that you're one of his favorite funny people. I'm, like, a little bit jealous because I want to be, but I'm just an ass, so whatever. Okay.
Well, you are
too. Let's do Sherry.
Okay.
Okay, Jesus told me you have a great anointing and that he has much planned for you. I have this incredible peace right now. Like, I'm, like, this is incredible. Like, oh, this peace is crazy.
You told me
that. I have to say that peace you feel as we're praying for her.
Yeah,
I feel that too. Like, as soon as we said, let's pray for Sherry, like, a wave of peace came over me. It's almost like he's saying she's a peacekeeper in my house. Actually,
mm-hmm.
He is saying that. He's like, she's a peacekeeper in my house, says the Lord. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah,
he's
told me
she's
that.
One that I can, she, he can rely on, you know.
Yeah, he told
on,
me that. Well, for one, she's
yeah.
beautiful, and that her sincerity amazes him.
Yeah.
You said that you have a great spirit, Shorty. I mean, Sherry, sorry.
Sherry, yeah. I feel like he's saying to all of them, like, all are a true delight to my heart, you know, all of you, everyone that we've been, you know, talking about is a true delight to his heart.
Amen.
Yeah.
God told me Sherry stalks people. He said she stalks them with my joy, and he's very pleased with that.
Yep.
She stalks them with happiness, and she gives people happiness that don't know happiness, and she's a stalker. She's definitely a stalker in God's house. She's a peacekeeper in God's house, and she's a stalker of happiness. And God
beautiful.
Tells me it's just not in God's house. I mean, well, every child is God's, but it's in the world. She's in the world giving out free candy from God to people who don't know him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sherry, says the Lord. Thank you for
beautiful.
Making people have a happy day. I love you, daughter.
I'm getting
aww,
Sherry. I'm getting Sherry as a gift.
Yeah. She is. She's
let's do special. Elvin.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
Dustin wants on.
Okay, so Jesus told me about Elvin. He said, Zach, you know much about Elvin and that he is very strong. He has great wisdom. He said, son, let him know that he had a great plan for me. You both do. Yep. I agree.
Holding your humor. He told me your humor is a delight to him.
My humor is a delight to him, yeah.
Tell me your strength is in your wisdom.
Hmm.
Wait, who are we talking about?
He likes your hair.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Elvin.
Elvin.
Okay.
I even got a little funny part was your strength is in your wisdom, not your hair, but I wasn't going to throw that in.
Oh, that's cute. He has a sense of humor.
Yep. So your ears are all describing me.
My goodness, this piece, I feel like I'm, like, high or something.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Exactly. Great piece. Yeah. Great piece.
It's so thick in this room. I can't move.
Amen.
God told me to tell Samson, he said, I'm coming. Tell him I'm coming. And I know he's going to say, yeah, that's what you said last time. But anyway, God was laughing when he said it. He said, tell him I'm coming. And then he's going to be like, yeah, that's what you said last time. But I still had to tell you, even though I knew God showed me your reaction.
Okay.
It looked like a bed.
Well, Elvin, you know this, but
oh.
Jesus said you could be my tag team partner. I guess he wanted to say that again.
Yeah, he keeps saying that.
Yeah, like
no,
that.
I think what he meant to say was you're going to be my tag team partner.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah, I know that. Thanks for reminding me, Lord.
Carter's on here.
Carter!
Hey, guys.
Hi, Carter.
Hey, Carter.
So, just listening.
Oh, you're a sweetheart.
Hello,
Carter.
I love Carter.
Oh, I love Carter. Love you, Zool.
I love
Carter.
You guys.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Carter.
What's up?
Carter, the Lord wants me to tell you, get to the rapture.
Get to the rapture now.
Rapture.
Now.
This is funny.
Oh, my gosh. I'm
dude,
so
that's
high.
That's telephone with Carter.
There you go. Zach is going to start speaking in tongues soon.
you should start
speaking in tongues. As Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Hey, Judy. Judy.
Yeah.
Hey, will you go ahead and do the same thing for Eric and Veronica?
Awesome. I was just going to say, Jason, who do you think's next? Because I could feel it. I felt the Lord just told me. He said, I'm cutting steak for my son and I'm chewing a piece right now. He said, tonight's show. It's about blessing my bridal family. That's what tonight's show
Amen.
Is about. He wants to bless the bridal family.
Beautiful.
So Jason picked out our next victim. Our next victim.
Who are they?
It's
Jason, who are
Eric
they again?
And Veronica.
It's
Erica
and Veronica.
Now,
they live
just
in
to
California.
Let you know. Just to let you know, I'll try to get a word from the Lord from them, but I don't even know who they are, so.
Well, it doesn't really matter. They're in California. You don't have to know the people, but they're in California. They're a lovely couple. But when you give the words to Eric and Veronica, please give them individual words. You can give them words together as one, because they're married. But anyway, let's do it.
Okay.
The Lord has me wanting to say, like, one to Eric, like, live. So he's going to tell me, and I'm going to tell Eric as the Lord tells me. Okay. Okay. My son, I'm very happy you found me. Your faith is great. You want to hear me, and you have. You have followed my voice, even into the unknown. But all is known to me. I love you. And I will see you shortly. Okay.
Beautiful.
Amen.
And
he wants me to do Veronica too, like this. Okay. Darling, I'm so happy. I finally get to see you. You have shown great faith. I am very proud. I have guided you through your trials, and they are now over. I will also see you shortly.
Beautiful.
I love you. All right. I think that's it.
Good job, Lugo.
I'm getting faithful servants, faithful servants, faithful servants.
He just wanted me to say to Eric that he says you're the best, you have great enthusiasm, and he has a lot planned for you ahead.
Oh, that's nice.
And he said he has great gifts awaiting. I just feel like she says that Veronica, he says she is a sweetheart. She cherishes me very much. And she is very motivated. Cool stuff.
He's telling me that they're a delight to have. And to seek him together as one.
I don't know who it's for, but just be at peace is what I've been told. I don't know for who. Somebody's got some anxiety about something. One of you, I'm sorry I can't tell you which one, but whoever's got a feeling of anxiety needs to be at peace.
Can you guys hear me right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's me for sure. I didn't know I was on the line. Greetings to you guys. God bless you guys.
Love you guys a lot.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful what you guys are doing. I just wanted to hop in for a second and say hello to the great Zach, finally called Zach. How are you doing, brother?
What's up, man? How you been?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. Yeah, man, my heart is really heavy right now, so I'm going to hop back off the line. I wanted to call in to give you guys my condolences, but my heart is really heavy right now. I think part of it's why, because I just talked to a good friend of mine who's a pastor in New Jersey, and it's so amazing. This guy's been around the world to minister, but we just didn't agree on anything. I mean, the things that God is showing me right now, I mean, he basically told me, you need to go back to a local church, and I know that's so far off what's happening right now. And as I've been listening to you guys for 30 minutes doing these things, getting these words from God, it's beautiful. So, you know, and it's not really that the way I feel this way. I think that he really may be coming tonight, but I have this anxiety right now inside me, and I'm not sure what it is, you know. So that's, you definitely got that word about me, brother.
Amen.
Elvin.
I didn't know who it was for, but God just kept telling me to say it, and I was like, yeah, but I don't know who it's for. And he's like, just say it.
Amen.
There you go.
Are
you
there, brother?
There you go.
Well,
Elvin, you know, does Elvin just disappear? Elvin got raptured?
No, me too.
Well, I want someone to give a prayer for brother Dustin here. I want someone to give a prayer for Dustin. I'm not the best at leading group prayers, so I'm looking for someone that's most comfortable leading the prayer for Dustin. Yes.
I
want to
do it.
Yeah,
Lucas.
All right. Dear Lord, I wanted to pray for our brother as he's having a heavy heart, Lord. And I know you are very, very active with him right now, and I know you are with him, and I know you will comfort him. I ask that you please just give him the strength he needs to endure and pull through, Lord. I ask that you guide him through the storms in his life, and that I ask that you just continue to lead him, Lord, and give him peace. He knows you're with him, Lord. I just ask that you would just, as Judy says, get him good. just please be with him, Lord. And I also want to thank you for the friendship you've given me with him, Lord. He's helping me. He's helped me through so much, and I wouldn't be where I am now without Dustin in my life, Lord. So I just wanted to thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, brother. I appreciate that a lot, Luke. You know, I love you. I love you like a brother. I love everybody on this line like a brother.
Yeah,
even
love you too,
so.
Brother.
Dustin.
Love all you guys.
Dustin.
Yes, sir.
God's telling me to tell you that he thanks you for the pressure that you've taken for him and the condemnation that you suffered for him, and that you need to lean on him now. He knows you're getting weary and you're tired of the attacks, and that you felt that you're too young for this calling that he put on you, and you've doubted yourself that you're really following what his will is. And he says, stop doubting and just lean on me and put your strength in me, because through this end hour, you're not going to carry you. It's not your strength that's going to carry you. It's mine.
Amen.
Hey, I love that, man. I love that. I love you guys. That's awesome. So
we love
awesome.
You too, sweetheart. Hang in there.
Hey, Judy, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Will you do Pat?
Yeah,
because I think Pat, that's the, yes, Pat.
Oh,
she,
no.
She's got a bit, she's the most anointed woman we've ever had on here. Probably all
Jason,
of us combined.
Oh, you guys are precious.
Jason, I kid you not. We are like working right in sync with each other. God told me Pat.
Amen.
Pat's gonna get it. Pat's gonna get it.
I waited long
you
enough.
You guys aren't going to have to listen too hard, because God loves this woman.
Wow.
We might just get raptured while we're...
Oh, wow.
Wow, wow, what?
Oh, I just...
Whoa. I know the whoa feeling. Spill it out, kid. It's for everybody. Pure spouse, baby, pure spouse.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
What's happening, love?
Oh, just.
Who is this?
I can't talk right now.
Hey, Pat.
Yes,
hey, Pat.
Dear.
You got
yes,
Stacy saying that the Lord says that you're full of wisdom.
The Lord told me that you're his diamond.
Okay, there's things I can't tell you now, but when we go up there, I'll tell you a whole bunch of other stuff that I can't.
But, hey, Pat,
I can't tell you
Pat,
right now. Yes.
Hey, Pat. Let us finish. You know, you can't say anything while we do this. You have to let us finish, and then at the end, you can tell us how it relates if you want. But
okay, love.
The only thing you're allowed
to
say is
God wants to bless her.
Okay. Okay, Pat. Jesus wants to speak to you online. Okay, you ready?
Yes, love.
Thank you, Jesus.
The son tell her this.
Thank
darling, you have a great anointing. Your faith is immense. If passion is what I desire, give me all of it. I watch you every day, all the time. None of you gets past me, and all of you pleases me. You're mine, child. No one else's. You belong to me, and I'm glad you're mine. I wanted you to be mine forever. I'm so happy for this moment that you are. You're coming home. Time to come home. You have much to await for you. Nothing left but to bring you home now. I'm so pleased with you. I cherish your smile and your heart. You are a diamond.
Oh.
A cherished and chiseled one. Fine cut to my perfection. You're ready. Spiritually ready. This is it. That is all. Yeshua.
Thank you.
Hey, Pat, there's a couple people in chat that have said the same thing. The Lord told them the same thing, that you're his diamond.
Oh,
that's
wow.
So funny.
Wow. My tummy got so warm with his love. Like, he really, like, has a passion.
Well, I don't know if that was a word for you, Pat, or what that was, but it was, I don't know, I don't understand it, I don't know what it was, but I got, Spirit overtook me, and it was all in tongues. I don't know if you guys heard it or not, I set the phone down next to me, but
I've been speaking in tongues the whole time. I'm just unmuting my phone. I have this incredible peace right now, like I'm like drunk in it, I'm like really high in this peace, it's crazy.
Ooh.
He loves you, Pat.
Oh, I know, and I love him.
Lord, you love him, I promise you.
Oh. Thank you.
I knew Pat would be off the charts.
Can we do Jason? I want to do Jason.
I bet
yes.
You do.
See what you did there, Jason.
Yeah. You know what's weird is when you guys say that you want to do this, I feel like you're like prying into my personal life. It makes me feel exposed.
Yeah. God's telling me all your secrets, Jason.
I know.
Well, that's funny because the word I just got for you, Jason, was expose yourself. It's my real son. Let your secrets out. Let yourself be part of the family.
Oh my goodness, Jason, you would not believe what he just told me.
What was that?
he said you're his soft, fluffy pillow.
Wow, okay, so awesome. Jesus just told me, he was like, Jason has a lot of layers. I'm glad you gave them all to me.
He calls you his warrior son. You're his warrior son. Meaning that if you have to fight, you will fight for him. And you'll be right out there in the front lines swinging the sword. You're going to fight for him, and you're going to lead the fight. You're going to be the warrior son. Because
wow.
You don't play. This is for Jason.
Your wisdom has helped many.
Yes.
One says wisdom,
not
mine.
Warrior son.
Wow, he told me thank you.
Wow. Well,
you're going to lead. You're going to lead. Really lead. He's going to depend on you for a lot. He's going to have a lot for you to do, and he's going to depend on you to lead. He's going to depend on you to show the way and swing the sword. I mean, you know, to just defend everything he is. You're going to be on the horse in the front lines. Wow. He knows you're strong.
Wow.
Yes, he does. And you'll do anything for him. He knows your heart. So he's got plans, honey.
Hey, Pat, it's really cool because you were prophesying that over them. I always thought Jason was just going to sip pina coladas and hang out. And when you were saying that, God told me, yes, he's a leader.
He's a leader, honey.
Yeah,
I see him. I see him like if you had an army, and I see Jason on the horse in front of the army with the sword, and he's going to show everybody else how to fight, how everybody else what to do. That God depends on him to be that kind of a leader. So, Jason, there you go. He's got plans for you. And he's not fooling around with you. You're going to be, like, right there with him fighting or whatever you have to do to beat off the debt, whatever it is. You're just going to be a leader. You're going to be a very strong leader.
Shorty in the chat room said, God said, your heart is beautiful and it seeks me with everything you have. And I love that, Jason.
Yes.
That's what God's saying to you through
Amen.
Leah.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Leah.
Amen.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
As Pat was talking about how you'd be fighting, you know, God was saying to him, he said you will be with him. So
wow.
I mean, we already know what I'm doing. I think you're chosen.
Very.
I don't think he's told me when I've asked him before, man, he told me just straight up, nope, you're staying here with me.
You're his.
He says and
he's gonna confide in you. He's gonna confide in
you.
He
said what?
And he's
sorry if it's kind of loud. I'm driving, but he said that he would basically just, you know, watch him, and he will build you up himself.
Yeah. He's got plans.
Wow.
Yeah.
This
I see,
amazing.
Like, just buddies, just planning out together, you know, planning out the Father's will here, there, everywhere, that you're going to be in charge of stuff, honey. Big time in charge of stuff. Jesus is going to come over you and say he's going to ask. Jesus is going to ask your opinions about stuff, even because he trusts you so much that you have such leadership and such gifts of just knowing what to do, you know, and wanting to do. You know, I can't put it in words. It's hard to put into words, but you know, he's going to work with you up there. Ay ay ay. I mean,
amen, guys. I'm astonished right now because I actually thought Pat's was going to be over the top of you. I'm actually very surprised of everything people are saying right now.
No,
wow.
I'm very for you,
Jason.
Yeah,
I was really I was really asking God, kind of like, kind of what Pat, and it relates to what Pat was saying. But he told me that you're going to be right near him when he comes back to totally, you know, finish everything. When he comes back after the trib, that you're going to be right near him.
Yes.
He does come back.
Oh. Yes. Yes.
That's so cool. That means like he's coming back in the final battle of Armageddon and finishing it off with
that's
God.
What, and that also
he'll be right next.
He'll
be right next to Jesus. He'll be right next to Jesus. Jesus and him are gonna kind of powwow together and figure out what to do. You're like a lieutenant or something or a captain right next to him. And you're gonna, and I see you leading. I see you leading because you've got it in you, whether you realize it or not.
You've
got
to come back anyway.
I'll come on. Back on a horse with next to Jesus. Heck yeah! I mean, come on.
But if you won't come back here during the trip, I'll make you ride back with me.
Yes, you're gonna be right with him.
You're like one of the 144, but apparently you're actually coming back right next to Jesus when he comes back.
Yes, you're going
to
be right with him.
Amen.
Like a warrior leader or like a warrior soldier or something like that. You know, like you know how somebody leads an army?
Yeah.
So he's got plans for you, sweetie. He's got plans big time.
Guys, I can't take any more of this. I really can't. I mean, I'm grateful for every piece of it. This is very difficult to take in, guys. And I'm going to ask.
Yeah, I know. It's difficult. It's very difficult.
I know this is exciting to everybody.
Hold on, Jason.
Hold on.
Little John.
Oh, wow. I can't believe how much spirit is over me right now. This is amazing.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm looking out my window. Come on, Jesus.
Hold on, guys. Let John talk.
There you go. I have to say it, Jason.
He said what?
Jason, it was really funny, and I'll FaceTime it later when he told little John.
Okay. Hey, okay. Will you guys do me a quick favor and do my wife,
yes,
Ashley? That sounds really well weird to say it that way.
No, that's
okay,
not
good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, guys, we're playing telephone with Stacy next. Stacy is going to get a word from the Lord next.
Okay.
Okay, we're doing Jason. We're going to talk about Jason's wife now.
Thank you, Luke.
That's a better way of putting it.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
While we're all praying for a word for Stacy, I'll just tell you what God told John, and it was funny. He goes, "Tell Jason he's a fatty." It is funny. And,
oh no! I'm so sensitive.
And it was really funny, and he like fell to the floor laughing.
I don't.
Oh my God! God just told John, you could use his belly as a drum. Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Jesus told me something about Ashley.
Oh, no, her name
Jason's
is Stacy. Stacy.
I thought we were doing Ashley. Jason's, I mean. Wife.
I got for your wife, Jason, for your wife, he says that he will take her shyness. You've never spoken about her, so I don't know if that's an issue she has, but.
She's hot, I'll tell you that much.
He told me, that kind of goes to what he told me. He said that she was his jewel and that she was a unique one.
Yes. Yes.
That's pretty cool.
Well, she's listening right now, so I'm sure she's peeing her pants.
Well, there goes the jewel.
Yes,
told me.
The jewel.
He
absolutely
told me she's going to find new treasures.
Mm-hmm. That she will be used mightily, in, you know, when we're out there. There's, again, plans. Absolutely.
Wow. This is the longest spirit's been over me steadily in a long time. This is like an hour and a half straight that I'm just tingling.
Wow. Just so you know, Chris, breathing heavy doesn't help. It'll leave when the Lord wants it to leave.
Sorry. I'm just
like, that's okay. That's okay. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Hey, guys, I feel like we should do a... Wait, hey, Joe, are you still there?
Yeah.
I feel like we should do or talk about Joe.
Hold on just a second. Hold on, this is Leah talking about my wife. She said, "Ashley, you will get things for his kingdom, and I love to hear your voice, and I love it when you sing," which is funny because I make fun of her for singing because I like to keep her insecure.
You're like my people, my you know, my fellow churchgoers there, Jason. They make fun of me when I sing.
Okay, hold on a second. I'm going to bring her on the line here. Hey, Tiger.
Hey, guys.
Hi, guy. Hi, honey. How are you doing?
Hey.
We're all
nuts. It's Ashley. I have been stalking you guys for days. I've been working so much, I haven't been able to call in because I've had crazy patients doing terrible things.
Oh.
And I heard what you said. Thank you all. I love you. I love listening to your stories and your encouragement. And I'd like to
thank
put
you
on the record, I did not pee my pants.
Okay, good for you. Who wants that?
That's because,
what a bother.
Was that because you were wearing one of Jason's diapers?
No. Oh, this has been such a blessing to listen to. I mean, the morning show hit me right where I needed to hear it, and today is just phenomenal to hear how much God loves all of us and how it's,
yes,
it's
Absolutely, equal but unique. Yes. Everyone has their own ray. But we're all loved. Yeah. Individual, but loved, all loved.
I can't wait to be there.
Hey, Tyra,
did you hear
the one that Leah had said?
No.
She put it in, it said, Ashley, you will do great things for the kids' kingdom, and I love to hear your voice, and I love it when you sing.
That's funny. I started singing to him in the shower.
Yeah, you know what, Tiger? You know, a lot of people keep saying you're going to be an explorer in heaven. Judy had said that, and so Blah Talk, which is Dawn, said you're going to be like Dora the Explorer in heaven.
Wait a minute. I don't know if I want
I got Judy. We got Judy back now, too.
Hey, Ashley.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, honey. Can you hear me, Jason?
Yeah, we can all hear you.
Oh, yeah. So I was sitting here, and God said Ashley will be like Dora the Explorer in heaven. She's going to be exploring. That's like her job. She's like the explorer. And he's showing me you're going to take people on expeditions, like exploring different parts of heaven. You're going to take whole groups of people. And he's making me think that it's like people that aren't in the bride. They're like maybe the trip saints. But you're going to be like introducing people to different parts of heaven and exploring like amazing parts of heaven, like deep caves and in the ocean and different parts. You're like his expedition, you know, leader, explorer. It's very cool what he showed me.
That's so cool. I tried to think about what I would want to do, and I just come up with the fact that this world is just a shadow, you know. I mean, I feel like I don't even want to pick anything because I know whatever is up there for us is better than anything we could possibly come up with.
The hostess of heaven. Heaven's hostess.
Hey, Zach, did you get a word for Ashley?
Yeah. I told her that, Laura told her that she was a beautiful jewel and that she was very unique. A unique one.
Wow.
Thank you, Zach. Indeed. I feel so heavy right now. I can't lift my arm.
Oh, I know, right?
I'm just like,
You're not alone.
Yay.
Come on tonight.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Guys, we got about 7 minutes left, so if nobody else has anything for us, we got to move on to Stacy because she's been a good sport doing all this stuff, Sharon, too. So as much as I love my wife and I made sure I cut her to the front of the line, got to be fair.
Okay, so anyone that gets a prophetic word for Stacy, go ahead and speak up. Do it in the chat room. Do it on the air. And feel free to give a word to Stacy. Hallelujah. And Jason, after we're done with blessing Stacy, just in case the show is not going to cut off, it might. But God's telling Little John and me that we need to pray for Carter. So we're going to all join hands and pray for Carter. I don't know what God's about to do, but Carter's going to get tickled, I don't know, really hard tonight. But anyway, there you go.
All right. Jesus told me Stacy's going to be teaching people certain things in heaven.
Ooh.
I don't know if you're a teacher, but you're in heaven, you're going to be teaching something.
He told me he really likes her aroma.
Okay,
God showed Little John that there's a jokester room in heaven, and God has told him a lot of the really funny people that are going to be in the jokester room, and their job is to make others laugh. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, God has already shown many, I haven't even told people who's in the jokester room. There's like, so far, God has shown him that Anita Fuentes lady is in it. Do you guys know who she is? She has a YouTube channel. I mean, I never even talked to her or anything, but God showed John Samson's in there. Elvin is in the jokester room, making people laugh. And God just showed me that Stacy has a light heart. He said, I gave her a light heart. I made her with a light heart, but this world has put heaviness on her, so she doesn't always operate out of a light heart and the freedom, because the world has taken that heaviness and put it on her. But God told me, I created Stacy to have a light heart and to laugh, and he told me that she'll be in the jokester room, and she'll be, one of her jobs will be to lighten people up, you know, because apparently in heaven, some people need to laugh. I don't know what that's about, because you would think when we're in heaven, we're all just going to be happy all the time. But I don't know. Only God knows. But anyway, right. Stacy, God says you keep it light, and that's how he created you, and he loves you.
Amen.
Beautiful.
I figure all of us in that are rapture-centric will spend at least a little bit of time in the joke room.
I was actually really jealous when God told John that I wasn't in there, and I like got upset. I was like, how could I not be in there? And he goes, you're not. And I was like, what?
Maybe he'll change
that. Your crown won't fit in the door.
I know, right? Okay, but he told John that I can go in there, but I'm not one of the people making them laugh. He said, Elvin is one, and Anita Fuentes is one, and now I know Stacy's one, but I was like, well, and then, like, Elvin's like, yeah, I'll give you a back seat pass or something. I'm like, shut up.
They're teasing you.
Maybe that's because you spent all this time keeping us laughing through this hard time.
Yeah.
You know, I just went and prayed, guys.
I got to say, if it wasn't for our group here, I mean, I would be really struggling. I mean, I wouldn't lose my faith. I always stay strong in my faith, but there wouldn't be as much of the peace of the Lord flowing through me without the fellowship that we have.
Exactly.
You know, I just went and prayed because that was a lot to take in, and I want to thank you guys. I love you guys very much. But the Lord didn't even hesitate, and I'm like, Lord, is all this true? And he just said every single bit of it. And that...
he has plans.
It's amazing, guy. I mean, just... Well,
you know,
yeah, Jason, isn't that nice? I mean, when God confirms what he's doing, it's you knew it was right, but when God says it's right, it's even right, it's even more right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Can you guys,
that's what
let's
it was
pray for Carter before the podcast
right.
goes in. Can we pray for Carter?
Sure.
Everybody
yes.
in the bridal party and everybody
Judy,
in the chat
ahead,
room,
pray.
If everyone in the bridal party and everyone in the chat room prays for Carter, God's going to do something amazing. So let's start praying, everybody, and then just
God bless you guys.
Start. Oh, Lord,
Lord, just pour your grace over him and your strength. Let him do everything you want. Just let him reach so many people. He's such a sweetheart. Gentle sweetheart. He's all yours. Just strengthen him, guide him, and protect him. Bless him. And we thank you for the gift of his life to us, his faith to us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Carter.
Hey, Carter, as we're praying for you, God showed me an arrow shooting straight to a belly, and he says Carter hits the target every time. Carter hits the target every time. Like you're sharp.
Y'all have a word for me?
Thank you guys so much. I feel like I'm floating.
You're a sharp arrow in God's kingdom, and when he shoots you, you hit the target every time. Hallelujah.
You
praise God. That is so awesome. Thank you guys. God bless you guys. You guys are so awesome. I just want to say that.
We love you.
So
it's all about family.
I love all you guys so much. I really do.
Yeah.
We love you, brother.
Hang in there.
How beautiful is this? He brought us all together like this. This is just—it's so
beautiful.
So powerful.
He loves us.
So it's what we all need.
Who was the young lady that spoke
right
up?
Now.
Who was the young
was
lady
Katie.
That spoke
Does
up?
That sound like Katie?
Well, hold on.
Hey,
just let her speak.
Hey guys, y'all. I'm babysitting and I'm at the movies and I had to like, leave the movies because I don't know. I'm not
it's a Lego movie,
Katie. I'm not used to being in the world.
You're so special. You're such a special soul. You really are.
I do have a word for you, Katie, that your temper tantrums make Jesus laugh. And your bad movies will be rewarded.
Yeah.
That he understood
what did
your
I miss
sad.
Tonight?
He's felt your
what
sadness.
Did I miss?
You missed a lot tonight, sister.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Everybody should know, though, that God did tell me that Katie has a castle. I thought that was cool.
Oh, amen.
Cool.
Yeah, this was definitely the craziest night that we've had in a while.
Oh, wow.
Hey,
man, I missed it.
Oh, man, you don't even know. I mean, how it started out was insane. That was, I mean,
yeah,
we had
to
wait to
call
and
tell us about UFOs.
Yeah,
I was like, this is not a good
start. We were worshiping E.T. and Judy was an alien or something like that. I guess.
Oh, my goodness.
This is my first show, Jason. I saw you on the phone before. This is Joe. And when it started off, I was like, huh.
Brother,
it's definitely
brother you should have been on my side.
It's kind of much better. I can hear it in your voice.
Oh, my God.
It was pretty classic. I'm glad it turned out this way.
You know, when people call into the show and they start asking me a bunch of questions, like, is this the show that Judy the false prophet leads, you know, or something like that?
Oh, was that
awful?
Oh, good
grief.
Like, goodbye.
We sat for a little bit while Judy and I sat in the chat room going, making jokes about serving E.T. in the tub. And
that was an awkward conversation.
Do you have a word for me?
One sec, I'll ask him.
Hey guys, I'm actually going to go, but I just want to say God bless you guys.
We love you.
I feel the love from all you guys, and you guys are just so awesome, and I just pray that God blesses you. I just want to say, hey, Zach,
I haven't said
hey to you, but
hey, man,
what's
know.
Up, guys?
Yeah.
I love you all.
Okay, we love you.
Love you, brother.
Love you too,
all right. God bless you all.
Love you, partner.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
God bless you.
Bye, love. Bye.
Hey, Katie, he told me that he wants you to be happy and that you, he wants you to trust in him in order to be happy.
Well, I mean, I am happy. I just don't want to be in the movies right now.
Oh.
But remember, Katie, you're going to get raptured out of the movies. You got to go do it in front of those kids. Get back in there.
Here, the kids are
he's
getting
coming
tonight.
Awesome. You know he's coming tonight.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay,
man, Pat,
you're
the Lord's diamond, Pat.
You want to read it?
Oh,
who do you want to read it?
I'll just shine all his light on all of you because I just love you all to pieces.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I can't wait to kiss you. I'll call y'all later. Love y'all.
Okay, we love you.
Katie, we got a word in the chat room for you from Carol.
Katie, can you hear the word in the chat room?
Yeah, hold on. Let's go ahead and read it, Judy. Go ahead.
Okay, are you there, Katie?
Yeah.
Okay, God told Leah in the chat room, Katie, she is mine. I know you want to go, but your time is coming. I will shower you with my love. And then Carol in the chat room says, Katie, God told her this morning about you. Honor your mother and father, and it shall be well with you in Christ Jesus. And the Lord gave Carol that word for you early this afternoon.
All right. Thank you.
We love you, sweetheart.
Love you, Katie.
Love you
we're
all.
We're always here
bye.
For you. Katie, we're
okay,
always here
bye.
For you.
Right. I know. Thank you all. Love you all. Bye.
We love you too,
bye.
Baby.
Hey.
Yeah.
You know, Katie's like, I don't want to honor my mom and dad. I want to get
you. I knew she was going to hate that word.
Yep, I thought I wanted to read it.
Every time God talks to me about
Katie,
he does
respect her, you know, and that for,
Chris,
you know, he will.
What, honey?
Go ahead. Go ahead, Luco. That's what I have to do with Chris. You made me mute you, brother, because you keep talking. Go ahead, Luco.
No, I was just saying, whenever God talks to me about Katie now, he's always, like, telling me to tell her to be happy and to, like, trust in him and not worry about anything.
That's
like every single word I get, pretty much, about
true.
Her.
That's true. We're here for her, and we'll encourage her and cheer her on, you know? That's all we can do. Pray for
her.
Hey,
you know, Katie needs to be encouraged a lot. Some people,
she
the
does.
Way that their life's going, that God has them in situations. So, you know, I love to encourage Katie because...
Yes.
She's in situations that are pretty tough for her, and so God likes to give her words and encourage her, and Luco's one of the best people for that. He's, like, always encouraging her. He's amazing.
That's great. She needs that.
Right on.
Keep it going. Keep it going. Amen. Amen.
This has been amazing, guys. I can't tell you how. I mean, I know that we all got a lot out of tonight's deal, and it's just amazing to hear certain things and then to have it the Lord tell you himself that not just yes or no, but, you know, every single bit of it's true. It's just kind of it's amazing.
Jason, you are so loved. You have no idea. You are so loved. We love you
so
much.
I wish somebody would, like, make a video about him on the radio and say, Jason exposed on the radio.
Yeah.
He's a real big deal in heaven.
Yes.
Hey, Carter, maybe me and you and Luco can make an exposing video on Jason.
I think Carter left.
Yeah, Carter left.
Yeah, Carter left. He'll
back.
Do whatever God wants. He'll do whatever God wants. He's a beautiful soul that way.
I'm back.
I'm not really worried about him.
Welcome back, Elvin.
Is that Elvin?
Yeah, I was on the line,
hi,
but they knocked on my door to push my car.
Oh!
So thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. It's right. He does things like that all the time. You trust him. He knows you need your car pushed.
We're praying to get your car raptured.
What'd I miss? Anything?
Oh,
no. It all went downhill after you left, brother.
Oh, yeah. That's what happens when I'm gone.
Oh, we love you.
I love you guys too.
That's amazing. I brought some other people that were on mute. So, guys, everybody that needs to understand, we're on this podcast. It's pretty relaxed. So, anybody that's been sitting here waiting to speak, you're all unmuted. So, if you have something to say or ask, by all means, speak up.
Say it now or forever hold your peace.
I just
have so much peace right now.
I just had more P&I to read.
Oh, you're still here.
Yeah.
Huh?
No, I thought Zach left because he's always quiet.
Oh.
I'm just like soaking in this peace, man. It's like
you're
just
the peace.
High,
yes.
Dude.
Isn't the peace wonderful? Oh.
Let me get a nick of that peace.
Sure, man. Have some. I can share it definitely.
Evan, you should have just thrown him the keys, brother. That was one heck of a podcast or broadcast we had tonight. That was
It was awesome tonight.
Wow. That would
How
make good a perfect finale.
God is. How good
Amen.
God
is. Hey, that's what makes me think the rapture's today. Because first of all, God said it, but like come on, that was a pre wedding party, don't you guys think?
Yes.
Yeah,
that was
perfect
pretty good.
Word. You hit it on the head, honey.
Was anybody missed that was one to hear it?
Oh, wow. I don't know.
Funny,
ooh.
Brother, funny.
It was like a two-hour prophecy party.
Yes. Yes, how beautiful. How beautiful.
Luke, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Not to digress, but are you saying you got a word from me before, or?
Oh, yeah, we should all do Joe. He's a really cool guy. He just recently started talking to all of us, and I think that we
he's
should
great,
all...
He's great, brother, guys. I'm talking with Luco today. We talked with him today, guys, me and Luco, for a couple hours. It's awesome. We're all the same. He's awesome.
Yeah. I'm asking him right now what he has to say about you, dude. Okay.
Are we doing Joe, or?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Joe.
Okay.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
He told me to tell you to be at peace and that he's going to use you greatly in this last hour.
He said he loves your faithfulness.
I heard he is strong.
He said you have great passion. Thank you for your faith, son.
Yes, the faith. I got the same thing. The same bad things. Thank you for the faith, for your faith. You're faithful. That's very important to God. Whew, to be faithful.
Thank you for loving me, Jesus. That's...
Guys are all so sweet. What a sweet family.
Amen, Pat. Amen.
Yeah, no, everyone is so sweet. I mean, that's the beauty of this show, is that everyone is so sweet, sweet with the Lord, and has the sweetness of the Lord in them. You know, we just want to bring everybody in. You know, we don't want anyone to miss out on belonging to God. That just, oh, my poor heart. You know, I just feel for everybody. I want everyone saved. I can't stand the thought of anybody not being saved. I can't. It's like a knife in me. I can't stand.
Hey,
I pray. We just pray.
Hey,
yeah,
Joe,
we got a word in the chat room for you.
You got a word in the chat room. It says, Joe, thank you for choosing to love me. I see your heart and all your efforts, and they will be rewarded.
Amen.
That's what God says to you through
Absolutely.
Leah in the chat room.
Absolutely.
Eric, thank you. It means a lot.
You're a beautiful soul, sweetie.
You all
God
are.
Want,
this is so beautiful.
God wants you to know
like,
that
again,
you're a beautiful
is...
soul. You're a beautiful soul. You're his. Oh, boy, are you his. You're his, honey. And he ain't going to let you go. You're his. He knows your heart. So, you know, be at peace. Be happy. You're his.
Mm-hmm.
Is everyone hammered right now? Because it's all quiet.
Yes, it's
all
hammered.
I am for sure.
I just got so much peace, man.
I missed something great then.
Guys, are you... Is anybody getting more for Joe?
He loves his faithfulness. This is a special soul.
So we're going to expose Judy next.
You won't
hey,
have
Joe,
enough time.
I already exposed Judy the other night in chat.
Hold
know,
on, brother. Go ahead, Luco.
Me, her, and Leah at like 11 o'clock at night.
Hold on, brother. Go ahead, Luco.
Joe, he said you're different from the rest. And I think he really likes it like that.
Yeah, that actually makes perfect sense to me, as usual. Thank you
but
for that.
In a very, very great way. He loves your boldness. You profess him.
Hello?
Hello. I'm here.
Yes.
We're here. Are we still on Joe?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
I just
saw God raise up a big beer like in the pub. I just saw him raise up a cup of cheer to Joe.
Aww.
Amen.
Right on. Amen, indeed. I'm here raising up my
crystal. A cup of cheer to Joe, God says. A cup of cheer. He's giving a cup of cheer to Joe. Wow, wow.
Yes.
That means he's going to cheer you up. But he's also saluting you. A cup of cheer,
yes.
To Joe. Good job, Joe. Good job,
yes.
Son. It's like
exactly.
It's a salute, and it's more drunken beer for you to drink from his throne to your house. Hallelujah.
Beautiful.
I love this
world
so much.
We
who needs the
too,
world
Jonathan?
Therapy when we have us?
Exactly.
Right? I tried to tell my surgeon the other day. I think I told you this today. I tried to tell my surgeon, so trying to replace my, I need a shoulder replacement. I'm like, no, I'm good. You know, like the Lord's really helping me with my pain, so I'm going to hold off, you know. And he offered to send me to his friend, the psychiatrist, saying, I think, you know, you really need to go see this person if you think that's the case. And it's like, oh, okay, thank you. it's all right. I kind of like it when, you know, some people don't understand. It makes me feel extra special. It sounds kind of selfish.
I don't feel bad, Joe. My own mother thinks I'm crazy. And she's been saved for 40 years. I mean,
yeah,
she knows the word inside and out. And I'm like, how can you know the word so well and not know what's coming? And she's like, you're crazy.
My mother's
Chris,
the same way, brother. I can relate
Chris,
with
are
that.
Saying, are you saying your mother's wrong?
I don't think she's wrong. I mean, I don't think she has her eyes open. She's got blinders on.
No,
she believes
I mean,
in the rapture.
I mean, in calling you crazy.
Oh, no, I'm crazy. I'm loony. I'm Coco for Cuckoo Puffs.
To worldly standards, we're all crazy, and that's how it's supposed
to
be. I mean, if we were part of this world, then, yeah, we wouldn't be crazy in their eyes, but we're so not. So to them, yeah, we must look pretty nuts, but
yeah,
I don't know. We're not going to look so nuts when we're floating up to heaven.
Exactly,
no,
brother.
You know, it's not even the case of that. Like, oh, you know, we'll show them, but it's just, well, again, it's not even like, oh, I'll show you. It's just what a, you know, again, I do the rapture that God's going to do it in the most glorious way to serve his purpose and really open a lot of, wake a lot of people up. I mean, imagine, I mean, you all know what's going to happen to us. Think about the people to our right and left. They're sitting next to us. They're going to be, if that doesn't wake them up, then nothing will.
Yeah, they'll get it.
Hopefully, it'll hopefully
they'll
masses
change.
Will be reached. Masses will be reached when this happens to us. I can't
definitely.
See otherwise. I mean, it just, you know,
no.
Again, anyone who doesn't, who sees that and denies the Lord, then that's just really denying it.
Wow.
Someone say we were going to do Judy. Yeah, let's do that.
Judy, then Luca, then I don't know.
I already gave Judy a word, but I don't. The word I gave her, it was kind of in private, but I don't want to put it out on the air.
All right.
Fair enough.
I gave it to her a few nights ago, what God was telling me for her.
Beautiful.
Jesus says you're a trooper, Judy, and you're one of a kind. She's a very strong person.
He loves her boldness. He loves her boldness.
And she's going to have a great mansion.
I'm going to build it with Jesus.
Amen.
He's helping me.
That's
cool stuff.
Who hasn't been
told me that Judy's character has revealed him to many. And it's funny because I was one of them that basically got to this level with God through Judy because of her. Yeah.
I also agree with that, and I've had the same experience. Like, your videos, Judy, have opened, just helped me so much. Like, you should know that. Like, it's just, thank you. Thank you very much. Praise God, and you're just doing amazing work. So, thank you.
Most of Judy's videos just put a smile back on my face. You know, I'll be feeling
down and out.
And
sometimes that's all we need.
Yeah. Yeah. Her sense of humor, it's well appreciated.
It really was the last thing to help me kick my dogmatic, you know, I was raised here with a witness till about 15 when I left on my own, but, you know, it was hard to... Like, I love the video, like, get off your knees, you know, like, I had already, but I just, it, you know, it was like, sometimes you need the reaffirmation. I've gotten a lot of that through every video I watch. I mean, I was joking with Luke, I call it my mana. Like, I'm just sitting there going through these videos, all, you know, Jax and this other, Abraham, just so many, everyone, just, it's my mana. I love it. It's what keeps me going.
Oh, amen, brother. That's so awesome, guys. That means a lot.
Yeah. Wow. Amen.
Okay, Joe. Lord wants to tell wants me to tell you that you have a special secret about you. To pray about it. You are different. That's all I can say.
Okay.
Wow. To concur with that, I was getting the same message, I just didn't say nothing.
Well, don't do that.
He kept saying, tell him he has a secret. Tell him he has a secret. He's very special.
Yeah.
No,
he told me that Joe was different like a few minutes ago.
Yeah, he is. Joe, there's something about you that you need to find out
you
from
really
him.
Do, brother.
Yeah,
like, you
really
need to pray to
him
about it. It's serious. Like, it's going to knock your socks off. You're not going to believe it at first, but it's going to be, you don't understand the magnitude of the secret.
And,
you
know
what?
Exactly.
we just found out about it right now.
Yeah, I know what it is. I can't
say
guys,
word,
though. I can't.
Guys, hey, I think I know it, too. You know what I'm thinking, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't say a word.
Well, I just had to say I got my work cut out for me tonight, that's for sure.
I'm just going to say it makes perfect sense because after talking to Joe, like some of the things that he's told me, it makes perfect sense now.
Yeah. Like my stomach was jumping. Like I was praying to him about it. I was like, wow, okay, you're really serious about this, Lord. He's like, yes, it's important.
Wait. It's that thing?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Text me, Luca.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so exciting.
I know. Found I'm one. Find out.
Dude, even my mind's blown now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, just no.
Elvin, I'm telling you, brother, you missed. I think that was one of the, was actually the most anointed broadcast that we have ever had.
Wow.
Which one? The one now?
Yeah, the one tonight.
Yes, Luco, yes, that one.
It was insane.
Dude, yeah. That's crazy.
Oh, Joe. I'm so glad to finally talk to you. Your videos have been amazing. Definitely get my digits from Lizzo for sure.
Oh, man.
Who's
mine? So you guys know something about me now. I don't even know. That's far
yeah,
out.
Yeah, you're going to go play.
Dude,
yeah.
you have to make an E.T. video.
Hey, Joe.
About the
what's
lady that started our show tonight.
Joe,
I
already know
an
E.T. video.
Joe,
make an
E.T.
video
on
that one.
I don't know if you know me, but I'm Elvin.
Your videos.
Okay.
Hi,
well,
Elvin.
The Lord told me, and I was like, So then I just relayed the message to Zach, and then Zach got the same thing.
And I got the same thing.
Yeah, so we know something.
Brother,
when you
figure
it out, just
all
you'll come back
you'll
and
like
say
tripping.
No way.
You'll be tripping for like a while, dude.
You did me a lot of Holy Spirit crack for like 3 days or something.
I just want to exist in the Holy Spirit crack always, like nonstop. I want to
I just want to see his reaction when he finds out. Like that'll be priceless.
You need to like a hidden camera. Like.
Seriously, though, like, because I've talked to Joe for quite a bit, and just seeing his reaction when he got a word from the Lord was priceless. Okay. Like,
hey, Joe,
seriously.
What's your YouTube thing? You have a YouTube thing?
What's that, brother?
Do you have a YouTube account?
No, I have an account, like, where I have your videos on it, a bunch of these videos, but I'm not too tech savvy as far as, like, setting up.
Okay. I didn't know you had a YouTube stuff.
What's that?
I didn't know you had a YouTube. I think
I can't hear you.
What's that? I think I've seen you before. I just haven't put a name to your face.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to put a face to his name.
You guys can go to my Facebook page if you want to face your name. It's Joseph John Greto, last name's Greto. But I used to snowboard and stuff, so there might be. I used to do TV commercials when I'm a kid, so I'm sure you guys have definitely seen me, but I probably look different now.
Oh, you're famous now. Okay, I see how it is.
Cool.
Well, no. Well.
Oh my goodness, Joe.
You guys have me all like so like giddy and excited now. I'm like, oh, I gotta go pray. I gotta go.
You really do.
Oh man, when do you find out?
hey
no,
Joe. What's up?
Joe, it's Elvin. Listen, I just asked Luco for your number because I just need your number if that's cool.
Oh, please, it's so cool, and all of you, you know, Zach, please, I'd love to hear from you, too, so, and definitely, Elvin, that's
awesome.
Yeah,
man, what's your number? I'm about to write it down now. I need it.
I'll forward it.
It around. Yeah,
Zach,
and even Jason, I enjoyed so much
talking
with you.
To me, well.
And Judy is awesome, if you're still on the line, much love, Judy. For everyone. Everybody.
We love you, honey.
Dude, Joe, oh my gosh.
It's so not, you guys don't understand, like, I'm sure you do understand, I shouldn't say like that. I've never felt, like, I feel like you guys are my family, and I've never felt part of any,
well,
I've always been not part
that's
of
the whole thing.
My own family. I know, and I know it's supposed to be, it's just so amazing to watch it, like, transpire right in front of my eyes, and feel it, and even we're all in silence and in prayer. It's not an awkward silence. I was just thinking before, wow, this is my favorite part of the whole night. We're all praying in unison right now.
Yeah.
Kind of like what we're going to do in heaven. This is just, oh, it's just so beautiful.
Joe.
Oh, Joe.
Good old Joe.
Good old Joe.
Cup of Joe.
Joe don't know.
Dude, you're gonna, like,
I don't. My mind's going to be blown, isn't it, guys?
Oh, my.
No, you don't understand, Joe.
You don't
understand how.
You don't get it at all.
Nope.
Dude.
What?
Like, Never mind, Joe.
Okay. Yeah, no, don't give it out. Oh, I'm just so excited.
Go
right
into some deep prayer today, man. Just go to some
deep
prayer.
I definitely want
Zach,
as soon as you're done with...
Okay. And Joe, if he does tell you, the odds are is you're going to, like, not believe it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We found him.
We got
another one. The missing link. We found the missing link.
Oh man, Zach, I'm gonna have to call you, man. I want to get some more juicy details.
Yeah, because you're talking about him right now, and
oh,
this is so bad.
No, Jesus, wait for me. Wait for me. You told me first.
Joe, you might
like.
Oh my gosh. Okay, if you ever find out, call me right when you do.
Yeah, if you don't mind. You know I don't sleep much, so yeah, I might be calling it like 4 in the morning.
Might not sleep ever again.
Hey, Joe, how old are you?
Yeah, I'm 37, but check this out. My birthday is actually at 10:21 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today. I'll turn 38.
Oh. Hey, Luco, is this the one that called you the night before?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I think I'm earning my jackass
pants
tonight.
Puzzle pieces, man. Puzzle pieces.
Yeah,
Joe, just
know it wasn't a coincidence for you to call. God intended for you to call because I guess from what I'm seeing, he wants you to find out something.
Just to let you guys know, Jason already has my number, but for anybody else that wants it, it's 814-807-4422. Call or text anytime.
Oh.
Hey, you guys are family.
Right.
814-807.
Okay.
4422.
Whoever's getting that, text me.
Yeah, I just thought the same thing. So I'm writing it in dust in my garage. I don't know if it's going to stick around too long.
Send it to me in text. Because I got this phone. It's new, and I don't know how to operate it too much yet.
Don't even bother learning at this point.
Famous last words.
Oh, mine does that too. Heads up to anyone I'm texting. Yeah, there's going to be a lot.
Okay, I got that.
Oh, it's so good. We can all share and the things that
it
are
really
cuckoo.
Is.
You know.
Oh, Joe, I'm trying to get your Facebook, and I don't. You said Joseph.
Joseph John, Joseph John.
Uh-huh.
And then last name is Greto.
Preto?
Greto, yeah.
Oh, G. Okay, hold on. I put P.
Yeah, Greto. Yeah, Greto, G.
From New York?
Yep.
Mount Kisk?
Yeah, Mount Kisco, yeah.
All right, because there's so many that come up, I'm just trying to get. You have glasses on?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Zach, you're pretty shut. You must be getting downloaded a lot of information right now.
Oh, I'm trying to find it now right now. I'm looking for his name on Facebook.
All right, I'll send you the link. I'm on Facebook right now, too.
Okay.
I'm clicking on to it so I can start accepting the request.
Oh, Joe.
Joe don't know.
I want to know. I cannot wait to know. I'm going to definitely be calling you guys. It sounds like I'm going to be pretty excited, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
It doesn't always flow like tonight, but it I mean, it's always anointed.
Ecstatic, excited.
The spirit doesn't always flow like it did tonight, but it's always an anointing. You know, on the broadcast here, you can always feel the anointing. You know, but tonight was exception. Tonight was totally drunk in the spirit. You know, like, insane.
Yeah.
I think we all felt it.
Yep. Praise God.
Hey, Zach, did you get my...
Zach?
Yeah.
Zach, you there? You get my message on Facebook? I forwarded it.
Yeah,
I got it. Might want to... Okay, Zach. You know that message you just sent me?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, anything you want?
Zach.
Yeah, I don't know about that for you, but that's what he told me. I would go pray about that stuff.
I don't know what else he could mean.
Go ask him. I don't know.
Who's the little kid in the back?
Yeah, that's my daughter.
Oh, sweet.
Hey, Zach. Zach.
Yo.
Did I just hear him correctly?
It's pretty flowers.
Oh.
Let me go out.
And Daddy's surprised, too.
Precious, precious.
It's so confusing.
Daddy, here is your porridge.
Thank you.
Porridge?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard that word in a while. I heard instant oatmeal.
She gave me her little dollhouse porridge toy.
Oh, how sweet. How old is she?
4.
Oh, precious.
Yep.
Precious, precious.
The thing I'm happy about is I'm not going to be able to see her teen years down here.
Don't have to worry about no boys.
Brother, I think I'm dealing with enough in my teen years with my daughter on boys for the both of us.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Mommy, eat your cake.
Is Zach still there?
Yeah, hold on. He wants me to tell you something.
Okay.
I have to text it to you.
All right.
Yeah, because I'm still on the line. Joe. Suspense is killing me. I hope you realize that.
I guess so.
Hey, brother, if you want to, like, pray about it now or hang up and go try to see, go for it. If you feel
I
like
didn't
want to
be rude, but, yeah, if that's okay with everybody, I'm definitely going to go and do that.
Go right ahead.
Yeah, tell them.
All right,
I'm very intrigued
talk.
Now to know. Hey, Joe,
yeah,
I sent you my text message. I don't know if you got it.
A few texts have been going off. I'll check as soon as I get off the phone. I'll text you back.
All right,
guys, everyone.
Okay,
I love you all so much.
All right, God bless.
I'll talk to you
soon. Let us know how it went.
God bless.
Yeah, let us know.
God bless, brother.
Nice.
The smile that
I'll
goes around.
I'll
see
you all very soon.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I texted you, Luca.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, love.
Zach?
Yo.
How does that work?
I don't know.
Is he asking what I'm asking?
No, he said something.
No, I'm talking to Zach.
I'm about to send it to you.
Okay. So who's left on the line?
I'm here, Pat.
I'm here. It's Chris.
Hi, Chris.
I'm just typing, listening to Judy go on and on.
Is Jason laid out, or did he hang up?
Where's Jason? Is he gone?
I'll be right back.
I don't know. He didn't say he was leaving.
So then, who's the host?
I don't know. I don't think we have one.
Well, Jason is, but he sometimes just leaves, you know, just leaves the phone running.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we'll say goodnight then, because I think we all need to take a breather. It's been great.
We got 17 minutes left on the podcast.
Yeah,
I think.
Just about. It's 9:13. Well, I think I'll say goodnight too, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right.
All right.
Have a great night.
Okay, love you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, so now who do we got left? Just me, Elvin, and
I'm
who?
I'm here.
Are you the host?
Me? No.
No. I think Jason's still the host, but he's just left the phone sitting there, I think.
Oh. Yeah, he's probably paralyzed right now.
Yeah. We had an amazing show, Elvin. Man, I wish you had just let the car get raptured and just stayed on the line.
I had like 8 guys waiting outside to push it.
Oh, really?
Plus they had to plow the street, so I had to get it out the way. It's all right. No big deal. He's had me in different many stuff. It's all right.
I mean, I think I've had the spirit come over me heavy like that before, but never. It was like an hour and a half straight, nonstop. Judy gave me a word, like what she took everything that Jason and I had been talking about, everything that you and I talked about the other night, plus things that I haven't even discussed with you guys. You know, and God just told her, you know, just laid it all out and just, I mean, I was in tears. It was insane. And from then on, the Spirit just came over us all and just, it was, I mean, it was just insane. She's saying I need to be unmuted now. Judy wants to still play telephone.
Judy, just grab a bike and start driving around, all right?
Oh, jeez. Judy says that when Jason falls out, I'm supposed to be the co-host.
Which one's Judy on the chat room?
She's the CJ Cooper's 007.
Okay.
Fart now.
All right, anyways, well, God bless you. I got to get going. I think the Lord wants me to do something else right now.
All right, Alvin, you have a good night, brother.
Yeah, Shorty, Judy is special. She's special Ed. Bye, Shorty. Yeah, she's her old short bus. Sometimes she wears one of those soft padding helmets.
That's funny.
All right, so I think the Lord wants to have me doing something else right now.
All right, you have a good night, bro.
Oh, is Judy a blonde? Hey, I know she's a blonde. All right, God bless you guys. God bless everyone. I love you guys, and keep looking up. If you're not church, then don't look up no more. Get
Amen,
some Ben
brother.
K. Bye-bye.
Later. Anybody left? Nobody left on? All right, peace out, night all. Keep looking up.